Welcome to the 139th episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Quizmaster Lee, and as usual, I'm joined by fellow master of the quiz, Mark Davis!
Hello, how are you?
Doing well, how are you?
Very well.
Okay, you seem very comfortable right now.
I feel like I'm in a zen-like state. I'm in this bubble of trivia, and I cannot be brought down.
Yes. And we are joined
Except
here
for when you answer, ask me questions.
We'll get there. Don't you worry. That's the business
that
of the day,
the
of course. And we're here with two of our returning guests, Elise and Seth. Welcome.
Hello.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us again, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
It's wonderful
so
to have you
to
back.
Here, looking at Mark, looking all different.
Looking at me, looking at you, looking at me.
I saw you looking at me, looking at you.
It's good because we've been having, you know, our live trivia, and I feel like we've been able to see Seth and Elise a lot more recently than we have the last year.
We are familiar.
You know, lockdown, so
it's very nice.
It's good to get the gang back together here.
Mm-hmm. They're both easy on the eyes, Ailey.
Absolutely.
God damn, I look good.
Why, thank you.
You look good, Elise. You look good, Mark. You look goodly.
Well, we've never had you guys on together at the same time, though, before.
No, and it's funny because we started teaming up at live trivia, and we're kind of like a little bit of a dream team.
Yep.
I mean, I don't want to...
I would definitely... Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I would appreciate that. You know. You guys get to double up on two big brains at the same time.
Yes, yeah. And I wrote some interesting questions for you because Elise was at my trivia this week. I'm not sure, Seth, did you go to Mark's trivia this week?
I did not. My trivia evening was preempted by a tour.
He said, I have an emergency tour.
Emergency. Which I just picture them being like, quick, this guy's going to die if they don't take a tour. Hurry, you need to bring them out.
He needs to know about Fort Myers history.
It's like speed. It's like, this guy needs to be able to answer this test by 8:30.
Bring your AED and your knowledge.
If he can't answer this 100-question survey about downtown Fort Myers in the southwest Florida, they're going to
shoot
him. It's this bomb inside of the other. It's like an episode of Saw.
Pop quiz hotshot. What was the street called when Fort Myers was first developed?
Suddenly, Saw is now episodes. It's episodic. I guess the movies are episodic.
Oh, hell yeah. They've made like at least 12, 13 Saw movies at this point.
Mm. Yeah.
Everyone lived.
Oh.
They made it through, yeah.
That's good.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to alternate between Lee's trivia.
I was like, no, they didn't.
No, not in that.
So many people died in Saw.
No, on my tour. Go ahead. You're trying to alternate.
I've been trying to alternate between Lee's trivia and Mark's trivia every other week. But then when you said you weren't going to go to, because this was a Mark week, but then you're like, I'm not going to go. And I knew that I had a team at Point of Bell. So I went over to Point of Bell again.
That's right.
So we'll do 2 weeks and 2 weeks.
All right.
So.
Well, yeah, there you go. We'll a little get more back into, and forth. Yeah. It's like we have shared custody. Is this your week with Elise, or is this my week with Elise?
I do like
it's
if
fair.
I don't go
it's
anywhere
fair.
And I do both online. That was fun, too.
You get it from all sides. The Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, the Eiffel Tower of trivia.
And don't forget, you can join us players. You can join us listeners. You can become players at our virtual trivia on Zoom and Twitch. We'll get more into that in a little bit. I have some, like I was saying, I have some interesting questions for you guys involving successful non-singles, like non-music singles, or I'm sorry, music singles. They are music, but they're non-singles
they're
that
not
were
singular.
Successful.
Like, oh, okay, you know, like B-sides, but we're like popular B-sides.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but even a B-side is, you know, kind of like related to singles. It's the opposite side of a single. So these are just like, I don't know, deep cuts, I guess you would call
it. Okay, that sounds fun.
Television themes, distinguished investors, and undistinguished inventors. Insult etymology, Mark is rolling his eyes at that one. And insane geography, my friend.
Ooh.
Insane in the
memory. Best kind of geography.
Yeah. Would you guys like to share any categories that you have for today's quiz?
Sure. Do you want to go, Seth? Or?
Sure. I have music, movies.
Oh, yes.
Past episodes of No Nonsense.
Seth brought a bunch of questions.
Nautical terms.
Seth, man.
States. And
stakes.
Seth, this is too many questions.
Did you say stakes?
I was told three, sir.
Oh, three?
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that all we're doing?
Because there's two of us.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Welcome to the
four
person.
I have a plethora.
Yeah.
Well, good.
He's
going to
try and squeeze them in. I know him. He's going to try and squeeze them in, yeah.
I know you guys are going to be shocked by these categories from me.
Hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
Dogs?
No.
Okay.
Is fucking dogs on there?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What else would be on there? What's Elise's bag?
Veterinary medicine. With three exclamation points.
It's just now three questions about dogs.
She's really thirsty for one of those at my trivia. Music. Yeah. Every week.
Not music.
Connor Oberst?
Not Connor Oberst this time. So nothing music related. That was kind of on my list, but no. Dogs?
Yes. Dogs and dogs.
Wine?
Oh,
I was right.
And astrology.
Hey, all right.
Great. I'll just go home.
That's for the three of us. The three of us are going to team up on an astrology
question. Yeah, but I made it really easy, so.
Yeah, I just have a hodgepodge of different
stuff.
I love
astronomy.
I do have something I want to talk about, though. I don't know if I should do it now or during the weekly wrap-up because it relates to my trivia.
Well, let's get into the weekly wrap-up then.
Okay.
Okay. On Wednesday at Pointy Bell Brewing Company, we had a hotly contested quiz number 308. Sunburnt and Turnt took rounds one and two decisively, but it was the Shiba Inu Illuminati, made up of Elise, Christian, and Max, who caught them in round three, tying them perfectly in that round and in overall points at 113 points. But we had to give the victory to the Shiba Inu Illuminati, who had a nearly perfect bonus round performance, only missing two items on all three bonus quizzes. That's 30 in total. So 28 out of 30, correct. Very good on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you have any commentary on your team there? I feel like you said you might want to shout them out or something.
You know, I just, it is true. I'm not mad that you call it my team because it is my team, because like anytime that I do trivia, it's usually I'm bringing people together. Yeah, I'm bringing people together that wouldn't have been on a team together otherwise. So it is technically, yeah. But Max and Christian, both really good at trivia. Definitely would not.
I was Christian.
So it's actually like a super group of past, because I met both of them through trivia. So I met Christian. He was on the squeaky chairs at number three. Mm-hmm. And then Max is a member of like the Moist team, the Moist Men.
Moist Men.
Who used to go to Palace. So post quarantine, we all kind of teamed up together.
Quarantine. So. Well, I'm glad you clarified that, because I was totally saying that it was basically all your mental knowledge and none of their help when I was saying it's Elise's team. No, so thank you for clarifying.
No, but I mean, that is my one flex. Yeah, so I will say that I am really good at that, and I do carry the team. But
yeah, it's good. And, you guys...
Elise, I always looked at you as the binding polymer of all the teams.
I mean, I try.
The booger between the wall and the toilet paper.
Who did the best? Who helped out the most? I'm curious on the 70s television theme songs, because that was one that I didn't know if you guys were going to... Okay.
Yeah. Max is really good with TV and movies. He's the only... Between the three of us, he's the only sports guy, really.
Yeah.
So he has
a couple
a lot of
sports
stuff.
Questions.
And he and Christian are both, like, tech people, so, like, they really carry the stuff that I don't know that much about.
True.
So...
Well, yes, you guys were our overall winners by hair there. So shout out to Sunburnt and Turn. Better luck next time. And then online, we had on Twitch, Quiz Daddy Kyle's team, the People's Front of Judea, beat out Sweet Blasphemy and a couple other teams. But beating Sweet Blasphemy by a single point, so a close game over there as well, with a final score of 109 points to the People's Front of Judea. And Sweet Blasphemy is 108 points. Mark, how did your trivia go at Nice Guys Pizza on Wednesday?
Well, I'm here to tell you, Lee, they did pretty well. We had the same team winning the first two rounds. Brian Grissom and his girlfriend, Fuck Off Ted Cruz, which was a pleasure to say multiple times, winning the first and second round with 16 and 31 points, respectively. However, they couldn't hold on for the last round. They wagered 13 points, bringing their score to 21. And Team Brazil winning the third round with 35 points.
Okay, pretty tough quiz, though. 35 points.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know me.
Who won online, Mark?
Thank you. I always forget. I always feel so bad.
I have a guess.
Can I guess?
Yeah,
say it on three. One, two, three.
Whiskey Tango.
They did lose the second round by 1 point, but they did win the whole night with 72 points.
There you go.
With proverbial Might Leaper. Lightkeeper Matt with 51 points. The woman who said that she was scared of my trivia came on. And so that was very cool. Her team name was I'm Not Afraid Anymore.
Good.
I will tell you, so here's this is the part where maybe you take the jazz music out for a second. So there was one woman who said she wanted to play. She was sitting at the bar by herself. And You interested in trivia? Sure. Takes an answer sheet. I could kind of sniff it on her that she might not stick around. So I just gave her the one. I was like, if you want to play the second round, let me know. I'll give you, you know, more. She goes, okay. So I go and I go to pick up all the answer sheets. And she was just like, you know, I don't own a TV. I go, all right. She's like, all your trivia questions, they all have to do with TV. They all have to do with something on TV. And I was like, well, I don't know if that's entirely true. She's like, it is. All of your questions have to do with TV. And it's just, this is useless stuff. One of the questions that I'll just tell you now instead of doing it in my trivia is, what does TMZ stand for? The acronym for the tabloid newspaper.
Turner Mazik Zuzis.
That is a, it's a Hollywood term. So even if you don't know it from TMZ, the tabloid, you could know it as a Hollywood term. Do you guys know what it is?
No.
I don't, actually.
30-mile zone. Oh. So the 30-mile zone is a 30-mile radius in California where people that live in that area are have like a certain per diem and costs less. Uh-huh. And if you go out of that third 30-mile radius, the, you know, the amount that you have to pay people and stuff goes up.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting information.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's like, I don't even own a TV. I, you know, I was like, well, she goes, this one question about a movie. She goes, you know, how was I supposed to, where do you watch that movie? Where do you watch a movie? I was like, in a movie theater. She's like, no, you'd watch that on TV.
In a bank.
And I was like, okay. And I said, well, you know, you should get a TV because, you know, there's a lot of good stuff on there. She goes, no, there isn't. I go, how would you know you don't have a TV? She got very mad. And she followed me to over by my section. I walked back there and she just walks back there. I'm like, you can't be back here. Like, have to, like, you know, tell her, like, get back there. And she's like, you know, my my question 12, which you can wager on, was related to chemical elements. So she's like, ask me the chemical elements question. I was just like, if it means getting you the fuck out of here, I'll ask you. So I asked her. She got it right. It was a very easy question. Sometimes I like to shake it up and so people will be like, I don't know chemical elements, and that's an easy one. What chemical element is Na? Is Na
sodium?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So she's like, sodium. And I was like, yeah. And she goes, oh, she kept telling me, like, this is all useless information. It's all useless information. She goes, do you know what chemical element with one letter is the heaviest? And I'm like,
uranium.
No, it's uranium. And I'm like, how is that not useless trivia?
All trivia is useless. Well, I mean, the whole thing is, by definition, that's what trivia is. It's trivial knowledge. Yeah. It's so, like, I always say, like, it's useless knowledge.
Yeah. So real quick, I'm going to read you her answers.
Yeah.
Glad you brought these. This is going to be good.
One good thing I'm good at is useless shit.
And I guess this is going to make some of these questions useless, so whatever it was. The first question was Novak Djokovic, and I can't remember the lady's name, but the people who won the singles titles won them in what event that just took place?
Right? Wimbledon?
She wrote, no, women's tennis, I don't have a TV, U.S. Open?
No.
It was Australian Open.
Does she have a TV?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to that. Question two, I can't remember what it was about, but she wrote, I don't have a TV or a good memory. Question three, this is the TMZ question. She wrote, nobody with intelligence would care. Such a trash question. Also, I don't have a TV.
This is awesome.
Question four.
I want all my players to be like this. Bitch.
Question four. I'm not going to tell you the question because I want to ask this one. But she wrote, I don't read fiction or care about useless information. Question five was a question related to Alfred Hitchcock. I don't have a TV or watch fictional movies from before I was born.
Wow. Awesome.
And then question six. The question was, ceviche, a seafood that is raw fish cooked in raw citrus juices, originated from what country?
Peru.
That was the question. She wrote, Mexico? A better question might have been, what the fuck is ceviche? And I'm thinking to myself, well, first of all, I just told you what ceviche is. So that would be a bad question.
I'm so mad at this human right now. Dude,
I was so livid. Everybody that was
we
on
need
my
to like, send her our rape.
I'm taking her side. Way to piss off the clientele, Mark.
Way to do it, man. Yeah, and then at the end, she wrote 1 to 5 category wager chemical elements 5 because she knew that.
Yeah,
but it's like
it wasn't on TV.
What a miserable human.
I mean, she was just. Oh, I was like, well, if you didn't get any right, I guess that makes it hard then, because I was like, Well, I just said it was hard. And she was like, these aren't hard. It's just, I don't have a TV. And I was like, well, if you didn't get any right, I guess that means it's hard, huh? She did not like that.
Was she someone that you had ever seen before? No. Okay.
She was an older lady. I don't know like what her deal was. I don't know if she had like something going on, if she drank a lot or what her deal was, but she was.
There's no excuse for being that much of an asshole.
And she
asshole.
Left. She just left her suicidal. It was one of those honestly. Just like, holy shit. Like,
I've gone to places where the trivia, where I didn't like the trivia, but I wouldn't, I don't know.
Don't tell her about Pibbs.
How dare you try to entertain me?
Right? I'd love to bring her on the podcast.
She'll go nuts
with
Pibbs.
Yeah, let's put a call out to this woman so that she, and I would love to meet her personally. Personally, I'd love to meet her.
See if we can fly her. I really would too. I'm not kidding.
I don't care to meet her, to be honest.
No, that sounds very exciting,
Mark. Sorry that you had to deal with that, but you know, I had a resistant team as well.
So where's Ceviche from?
Peru.
Oh, okay, I got it. Right.
What was your team thing?
Well, it was just like I gave them an answer sheet. They'd played before, and they were just resistant. Like I don't know, and I was like, yeah, I'll just leave it here. It's free to play, free opportunity to win some free beer. And then I came back, and they didn't have many answers, but they had a few answers written down, and I saw a couple correct answers.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me get that answer sheet, and they're like, no, we're not playing. And I was like, yes, you are. I went for like a really hard sell. I was like, you don't have to give me that sheet, but I see those correct answers there, and I'm going to give you points. And I was like thinking like maybe that's like, you know, approach that might work with them, but when I was going over the answers for the round, I like looked up when I called their name and they were like walking out the door.
Oh, okay.
Damn it.
I was wondering if it was the people that were next to us. They seemed really nice, but they kind of trailed off as far as the trivia went and just enjoyed the music. That group of people, which was nice, but I was wondering if it was them that they just like.
Yep. I called them Team and Back. That was their name on the leaderboard. Team and Back. All right, and if you want to join us, though, if you're not like Teaming Back and you want to play some trivia, you have a few opportunities to do so. First of all, tonight, Monday, March 1st, we return to Twitch on Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern with a new quiz based on your requests. Topics including WandaVision, cryptozoology, NBA, Saturday Night Live, famous faces and food, at the sex shop, and more.
NBA.
That's tonight, March 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern on Twitch. This Wednesday, March 3rd, we're at Pointy Bell Brewing Company of Fort Myers, Florida, for our 309th pub quiz. We'll be asking questions about video games, sitcoms, cars, astrology, actually, baseball, horror movies, and more. Join us for your opportunity to win some free beer and suggest categories for next week's quiz. That's at Pointy Bell on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for clearing your throats, guys. Or play along on our Twitch channel. If you're in the Cape, we got a couple more seconds. Just hang out for a second.
Oh, no, I'm getting my ready for the won't you? Mm-hmm. I think we're both prepping for that.
If you're in the Cape, you can play Mark's Trivia on Wednesdays at Nice Guys Pizza in Cape Coral or on Zoom starting at 8 p.m. Red and leather, please don't forget to follow No Nonsense Trivia on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit, and join us on our Discord server to stay updated on all of our podcasts, streams, and events. Join us, won't you?
Won't you?
No, you missed it. You fucking missed it, okay? You missed it.
That was the best.
Glad I got that out.
I'm sorry.
By the way, real quick, I want to say, a week or two ago when I questioned your players at Pointy Bell for wanting only fan stars, that was stupid of me. You're right.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's just, I guess it's weird to hear. I've never thought of only fans as having stars. But I guess it makes sense. It's like porn stars, only
fans.
There are
top creators on OnlyFans.
Yeah, and it's
well,
a
I know that, but I mean, I guess I've never seen in the national zeitgeist like the people who are OnlyFans stars. I've never heard the terminology. So.
Isn't that, I mean, I only know it was strange one. To me. Is it just because she's in the news all the time? Bella Thorne.
Oh, fuck her.
Oh, okay. I'm
well,
sorry.
Well, see, so she was a big thing.
She messed everything up for. Oh, but did actually, she? That was your question, wasn't it?
It was I think that was the one that week that I asked.
She messed things up for everybody for a good while. So.
Yeah, the question was, what actress endured controversy and caused OnlyFans to reduce their maximum pay-per-view amount? Because she had charged, you know, I think $500 or something. She had said, like, I'm selling nudes. And they weren't like
they weren't nudes.
They didn't show nipples, I guess, or something. There was some line of nudeness that didn't get crossed enough, and OnlyFans was like, we're not dealing with this again. Fuck well,
that's
that.
False yeah. advertising. So,
and then they lowered well, they were, the amount I mean, for pay-per-view.
Again, it depends
for,
on
like,
what your definition of nude is. Yeah. You know?
But it caused a big uproar. A bunch of people wanted their money back, and it was like more
yeah,
money than they
it was
had.
A,
okay.
Yeah.
I just knew I saw it in the
it
news.
Was a problem. No, she's...
News, not nudes.
Well, see, yeah. even with that, I'd say that she's mostly a fan because she's... Or mostly a star because she's an actress, not just because she's the OnlyFans.
But, or also because she fucked it up for everybody. Yeah.
Did you guys know that Ted Cruz is a little bit younger than asshole. Gwen Stefani?
What? Wow.
Really? Yeah. Isn't that upsetting information?
That's wild. Gwen wow. Stefani guys... hasn't aged in like 20 years, though. Like, she looks the same as she did. True. She's,
you know. I'll let you guys stew that over that during Blake our break Shelton's here. We'll be right back in just a second with some trivia. Ready to go here.
My throat made a burp, but my mouth didn't. Sorry. Okay.
That was a third time.
No, my throat did. My mouth didn't. It didn't make it anywhere. Okay.
World's smelliest bottom burp.
All right, Mark. You mind kicking off round one with a question?
I'd be happy to. Here you go. Question one. Author William Faulkner refused an invitation to dinner at the White House from what president, remarking, quote, why, that's 100 miles away. That's a long way to go just to eat.
Wow. Probably the most memorable Faulkner quote ever.
When was he around?
He was around in...
He did
he was
war
writing,
books, right?
Well, no, not war books. No? It was he's a Southern fiction writer. As I Lay Dying, Our Time in August.
As I Lay Dying. Like the band?
Yep, exactly. Absalom, okay. Absalom.
And?
Hold on.
Did he do the Red Badge of Courage?
Sound and Fury. Oh. Yep. No, not he didn't do Red, but he
I
was...
Don't know. I
that was a fun
that.
Book to read.
Which one? Red Badge of Courage? Or Sound and Fury. Oh, yeah. The guy is known for being a tad bit depressing. But yeah. Okay, so he would have been around in the... Let's see, the 40s and 50s. I'm going to say Truman, maybe.
Okay.
Sound and Fury is really hard to read because one of them is coming from the vantage point of an adult, like, child, mm-hmm. like with, I don't know how you
development of the life.
Like a Boo Radley
yeah,
type character?
Sort of, well, yeah. more so. So, like, his, it's like, there was green and it was going and I ran and I run down and I fall and I get Ooh. Up and there's crimson and I cry. It's like,
yeah.
stream Aww. Of consciousness, like hard to understand, but like from the vantage point of what it's like in the mind of someone like that.
Yeah.
So there's no, like, time is all over the place, so it's really hard to understand. And then all of a sudden it's like from another point in the story, from another person's vantage point, it's right. really good, but it's insane. It's insane.
It sounds like a pre Forrest Gump.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Oh.
With a little bit of Hemingway added in. I'm going to guess it's got to be, well, he, FDR was a president for an awfully long time. Mm-hmm. So it's either FDR or Truman.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
Who, do you think he'd be more likely to not want to have dinner with?
Truman. It could be Hoover. It could be Herbert Hoover. It could, yeah.
I could get behind Hoover of
Hoover
like,
wasn't well liked, right?
Right.
No, yeah. not at all. By so, the end of his term, no. Mm-hmm. Let's do Hoover.
Yeah.
Why not?
I think that's
he sucked.
I mean, I think that's from not that I know
funny
much.
Evening, I gotta say, you're welcome. Cheers. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Elise.
He sucked.
Not that I know that much about presidents, but I know that people did not like him, so it kind of would make sense that it was him.
Well,
so,
he did. By the end of the Great Depression, people could see that his policies were not really digging us out.
Yeah.
You know, so they were. Even though you know Archie and Edith Bunker thought that we could use a man like him again.
Don't make it for the days. Those were the days.
That was on our 70s television theme song identification last
well,
night.
It's really awesome. Yeah. How timely.
Yep.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Let's go with Hoover.
Let's go with Hoover.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Jonathan Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Oh.
JFK.
Oh, was
wow, he lived
late?
That long? Faulkner lived that long?
Yeah, holy shit. JFK was having a dinner for Nobel laureates.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And William Faulkner said, no, fuck that. No thanks. And then I think Faulkner died shortly thereafter.
Yeah, he didn't live that much longer. I know that.
Mm. He should have took that dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
That presidential
team. Hey, if the president's buying.
Yeah.
You go, unless it's Donald Trump.
JFK, man. One of the greatest freaking presidents ever.
You get crazy. Hamburgers.
Successful non-singles is my first category. Till I Collapse, a 2002 song that in 2021 became the first non-single to accumulate 1 billion streams on Spotify, is credited to who? Till I Collapse, a 2002 song that in 2021 became the first non-single to accumulate 1 billion streams on Spotify, is credited to who?
1 billion streams?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, guys, we gotta know who that is. We all use Spotify every day, I'm sure.
I bet it's something from TikTok. I bet it got popular through TikTok.
Huh.
Maybe.
Like that.
2001 song.
Well, I mean,
2002.
2002.
2002, I'm sorry.
That sounds really familiar to me, but not enough that I...
It does not sound familiar to me.
It doesn't sound familiar to me at all.
But I also use TikTok. So.
Can you read it one more time?
Yeah.
Till I Collapse, a 2002 song that in 2021 became the first non-single to accumulate 1 billion streams on Spotify, is credited to who?
I mean, it's a 2002 song.
I'm just so bad at, like, if I hear a song, I can immediately tell you, like, who sang it or, you know, but I am really bad with,
but
like,
whenever Lee says it.
But no, when it's just, like...
Oh, I mean...
The name of the song. Know,
yeah, just, like, the name of the song. If I hear the song, I can name the song and the singer or whatever, but, like, the opposite I can't do.
Man.
Mm.
I mean, damn. Who was popular in 2002? Or I guess this would be a band that wasn't popular because it wasn't a single.
Well, no, I mean, it could have been one of their other songs.
Yeah, it just means
songs.
Not a single. It
was probably on, like...
Who was big back then?
In 2000... Is it a band? Okay, can you say, is it a band or, like, a solo artist? Or no, you're not gonna...
He's not gonna...
No, it's credited to who?
To who?
The Who.
2002. Okay,
could it be Fire?
Could it be U2?
Let's go back to
2002. That's a good one. U2. Maybe
2002. I was like 17.
Where's Justin?
So I was a senior in high school.
2002. I was like 41.
Living under a bridge.
Yeah,
with a guy named Otto.
Yeah.
So 2002.
He spelled his name A U T O.
O T T O. Where are your tools?
I am.
Get on the bus, kid.
Coke machine.
What? I was 17.
I don't know.
What was popular?
When I was 17, it was a very good year.
I don't know. Beyonce.
Shit. I mean, I'm just wondering if it was like something that was on a bunch of popular memes from 2002 to now. Maybe you got usurped by TikTok.
Well, okay. Yeah. I mean, the only reason I'm saying TikTok? It's probably on TikTok is because, like, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac charted again because of the fucking dude on the skateboard with the ocean
juice.
Spray. Yeah.
Dog face.
And so.
But the thing is with that is that people were streaming the song because they saw it on there. It wasn't from TikTok.
Well, that's what I'm saying is this is why.
I got you.
Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
However, Dreams came out.
I mean,
in the
70s. If it's a TikTok thing, I definitely don't know. The only TikToks I get from sent from. Friends of mine, I'm officially that old man.
I'm on a very niche area of TikTok usually, so it's like, I don't, till I collapse.
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't even know where to start.
Well, I mentioned U2. When did they put all the shit on the fucking iPhones, whether you liked it or not?
Oh, that was later
than
that.
That was later, yeah. That was like after 2002. That was like 2002.
That's like prime Anchorite 4 time.
2002 was like... Blink-182.
Yeah.
That
was Destiny's Child.
Yeah, Destiny's Child.
Till I Collapse. Does that sound like an R&B song?
No. It sounds like it could be pop.
Sounds like something
emotional.
But it
also could be like emo, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, maybe it's Franz Ferdinand?
Or like...
Something dancey?
Jimmy Eat World. No, I would know if it was a Jimmy Eat World song, I think.
You know what?
I'm useless on this.
It wouldn't be Bright Eyes, would it?
No, it's not no Bright way. Eyes. It's not.
Whoa. Sorry, 1 billion plays.
Well, I surprised someone the other day that...
Connor Oberst suddenly likes money.
That Of Montreal used one of their songs for Outback Steakhouse.
Fair enough.
They've been in other ads too.
They switched the lyrics to "Let's go out back tonight."
Oh my god!
Their big album
Let's
was all
get a big side of garlic mashed potatoes or whatever the fuck they're saying. Let's get some kookaburra wings. Let's go out back tonight.
Their big album, their breakout album. I can't remember what it's called, but it's got like Gronlian edit on it and
of that, Montreal.
Yeah, that whole album was based on commercial jingles. The music was like all jingles that he rewrote the lyrics for to make into indie pop
Interesting.
Songs.
Interesting.
Yeah. Rihanna wasn't around in 2002.
Nope. She was after 2002.
Eminem. I don't know. I'm just trying to.
Yeah,
think of
Eminem,
like,
maybe.
Could be. That I mean, sounds... It could be anybody big.
Yeah, yeah. I say Eminem you know. Because I have nothing else to go on.
All right, you want to go with Eminem?
Sure.
Eminem. We'll say Eminem.
Wrong.
Wow!
That's right.
Holy shit, Elise!
That's right.
Wow!
Oh my god!
I'm
featuring
this
moment.
Sweetberry wine. Sweetberry, the power of the sweetberry wine.
Sweetberry wine.
Yes. Eminem featuring Nate Dogg. Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out,
Holy
till my legs
shit.
Give out, can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out, am I high perhaps?
So how did that
shit,
get a billion hits?
I'll tell you, the record was achieved in part due to its inclusion on workout playlists on Spotify. But I say in part because it was also used quite a bit over the years since its release. First in advertisements for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Boxers Shane Mosley Jr., Shane Carwin, as well as the Brooklyn Nets have all used it as their entrance music. It was used in the trailers for the movies Real Steel and Savages by Oliver Stone. The song itself went double platinum in 2012 and quintuple platinum in 2018.
Jesus.
But the only U.S. chart that it has ever appeared on was the U.S. Digital Song Sales Chart, where it peaked at 35, but now holds a record for the first song to ever reach a billion plays, the first non-single to ever reach a billion plays on Spotify.
How is that not a single?
I am just shocked right now. It was off of the Eminem show.
Shook.
That's, yeah.
Very good.
I'm shook to the core.
Well,
shook
Seth, how about you give us a question?
I'm going to give you a question.
Big Daddy Seth.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you
well
a
done,
question right
Elise.
Now.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
I was like, they're not going to circle around Eminem.
I'm going to go with another music question here.
Cool.
Yeah, name all five Traveling Wilburys.
Jeff Lynne.
Ray Orbison.
Is Tom Petty considered?
Tom Petty,
okay. Yeah.
Do you want me to just do it? Because I know them all.
Oh, go
said George
ahead.
Harrison.
George Harrison, Roy Orbison, Bob Dylan, Jeff Lynne, and Tom Petty.
That's right.
Hit the thing.
I was trying to beat Mark in my mind, but he had it ready to go.
Oh, I mean, I love the fucking Traveling Wilburys.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking End of the Line. End of the Line is the song that made me cry when Tom Petty died.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think you might have talked about that on the podcast. What's that?
Did he die when we were doing the podcast?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. I think you might have mentioned
this. It's not that long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very, very, very sad.
I think all those guys
talk about a super fucking group, dude.
Except Bob Dylan and Jeff Lynne are still alive. Those are the only ones that are still alive. The rest of them are all gone.
George Harrison is definitely dead.
Yep.
Roy Orbison
died not long after the Wilburys started.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
Yeah, Jeff Lynne and
that's weird.
There's a super group that's going to drop an album soon that includes Snoop Dogg, E-40. Who else? Dre is featuring on it.
Oh.
As in The Doctor?
Yes.
Hmm.
Mm.
Who else? There's
the writer of...
You don't hear much of him.
Fucking
Ice Cube and Too Short.
That's right.
Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, Too Short, and E-40.
Oof.
A supergroup album coming out soon.
Too
Ice
Short.
Ice Cube coming back.
Singing, responsible for one of the grossest songs I ever listened to in my childhood.
Which one?
I think it's called...
Is it Smell Yo Dick? Is that him?
No.
No?
Smell Yo Dick is...
Isn't that by a woman?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Risque.
There's a guy on there.
Risque.
Oh, okay.
Risque's
like, come
from,
on.
You know that she's from Bartow, Florida?
No.
Of course she's from Florida. Of course. Yeah.
Tom Petty and Risqué are two contributions to the musical landscape.
The Traveling Wilburys and Smell Your Dick.
Elise, a question, if you don't mind.
Well, you get the astrology question first because it is, I think, the easiest one. I made it pretty easy.
Thank you.
What astrological sign, the 10th in the zodiac, is also known as the sea goat?
Capricorn?
I know there's a goat.
Capricorn.
There's goat symbolism with the.
And I know those long names but are I don't usually know about the later
sea.
On.
Yeah, I mean, sea goat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The sea part? I'm not sure about that. Capricorn, that is 10th, so I think Capricorns are usually the beginning of the year.
Are they?
But maybe it starts.
I thought the beginning of the year was the
December. That's or, I'm sorry, the end of the year.
Pisces.
No, end of the year.
Because Aquarius is one of the last signs.
Right, so it starts
and,
different.
And it might be Aquarius.
Hmm.
I mean, it is the water bearer.
Goat.
Maybe it's I know it's like somewhere near the end.
Aquemini.
But Capricorn makes more sense. I'm trying to think as whenever I do as a passing joke to myself, I'll look through and read my
your horoscope.
Find out
today.
What's in store of my life.
Yes.
And it's always near the bottom. And it might be 11th. It might be 10th or 11th.
So you're saying Aquarius.
I'm saying it's a possibility. I'm not saying it is.
Well, you make me second guess Capricorn now.
What if we combine them into an Aquaricorn?
Oh, yes.
The sea goat.
Where we're going.
Aprius.
No, that's
or aqueous.
I don't know, man. Aqueous. I mean, I can see like the Aquarius thing is like the sea, the ocean, but the Capricorn is the goat. So and I know that Capricorn, it's not at the beginning of the year. I think it's December actually. So it's like towards the end of the year.
I but will say it is December to January.
Okay.
Yeah.
So but it might not start on
December to January is not Aquarius because I'm Aquarius and my birthday is in February 15th.
No, what I'm saying is he's saying Capricorn right. And I'm saying that's what Capricorn is.
Yeah, isn't the first one Aries? Isn't that the first one? I think it is because I was born in March and the only thing I know about astrology is that I'm an Aries.
Okay.
Aries and the Anderson. An
what? What did you say?
I said you would be an Aries.
Why does everybody say that? Every time I say, oh, I'm an Aries, people go, you would be.
You just would be.
And you would.
If
you
what were. Does that mean? I need
explain
to start
it,
reading.
Elise. Yeah, we don't know anything about this stuff.
Oh
don't get me going.
Why not? I mean, we've never delved into astrology here on the podcast, and I'm not
no astrology
listeners.
Com.
I'm not saying that I'm giving this any kind of credence, but I am curious.
But what are you? What are you, Leo?
So here's the thing: is
a Leo?
Yeah.
You would.
The
be
thing about no, I, it was thank kind you. Of a joke saying that about Seth, just because like it matters more. Of I mean, that does matter. That's your sun sign is when you were born in the year. Your rising sign is the time of day that you were born. You know, like you find out your moon by where you were born, like it all kind of comes into play. So like it's a very shallow thing of just being like, oh, well, you're an Aries, like blah, blah, blah. Where when you take into account where all of your planetary.
I don't like that because I'm a Leo. And I like it. I like being a Leo.
OK, but I'm a Cancer, but I'm a Leo rising. And so like I present myself more like a Leo.
Did you say that time of day has something to do with it? The reason I'm asking this is because it says it on my daughter's birth certificate. Born December 10th at 4:20.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
That's nice. When she was born. On a full moon.
She was 6 pounds, 9 ounces.
On a
nice. Sick. Hey, if I work her out, she's 6'10". If I work her out a little bit and she drops an ounce, will you reweigh her so you can put 6.9? Come on.
Come on. Move, kid. Move, kid.
You want burn those,
let's get this vernix off of this kid. Let's reweigh her.
Well, okay, but yeah, so there's it does matter of like the placements of a lot of the different planets in your chart.
Okay.
So that makes you who you are. So just being like, you know, Mark being an Aquarius or Lee being Leo, you being an Aries, me being a Cancer,
mm-hmm.
It's like a very, very small snippet of like what comprises you.
Does this mean like the room will blow up in 30 minutes with like all of us in?
Well, so the thing
hey,
is
you invited
like,
him on, you knew what you were getting.
If you have a really like balanced chart, like you're just a very balanced person because there's I mean
if you have a very
you know,
balanced breakfast.
There's fire, air.
Great.
Let me ask you this, Mark. Do you ever feel like a sea goat as an Aquarius? You ever like I'm feeling sea goaty?
I haven't, but let me bring out this point now that we're talking about the trivia question again.
Mm-hmm.
If Aquarius is at the bottom, is at the end, like I thought it was, if Capricorn is in December,
you're saying you're a bottom.
Would that not make it earlier?
It might.
Where Capricorn is like 8th or 9th.
I don't know where it starts in the year, but...
Well, if Aquarius is 11th or 12th, then Pisces is after that. That would be 11th or 12th, possibly maybe the 12th. And then whatever is after Pisces would be 1. That's how I'm thinking of it. Which would mean that it would be Aquarius. I know it doesn't make any sense.
The only thing is the goat thing. Like, she said Aquarius is easy. Water.
Okay, well then let's go with Capricorn.
Yeah.
We're going to go with Capricorn.
It's Capricorn. So you're right. It starts it starts with Aries. And Aquarius is after Capricorn, and then Pisces is the last.
Pisces is the last one.
So cuz there's 12 signs. So,
we almost, oversus that one.
I just always think it's funny that it's called the sea
goat. I always wished that I was an Apollo. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
No. No, it's not.
I feel like a Sisyphus sometimes, especially when I'm editing the podcast.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Mark.
Don't squeeze my Charmin. All right. Here's your second question of the first round. What masculine first name is also the zoological term for a fish's genitalia when it contains semen?
I was thinking Dick, but now I'm thinking Seth.
Is there a difference?
Not tonight.
Hi-oh!
Masculine name.
Masculine first name.
Dick.
Fish's dick.
I mean, what is a more masculine name than
Dick? That is very masculine.
Johnson.
Kevin.
Roger.
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 Is that where the phrase Jolly Roger comes from?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Are these fishes be happy?
So what? it's a fish testicle full of semen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fish genital.
Okay. Do same fish thing. Have testicles?
I guess so. Yes.
They maybe internally.
Oh yes. Yeah, probably internally.
Oh yeah.
Never seen them outside, like on the back of a truck or anything.
Oh yeah, they have testicles. They have sacks full of semen.
I was just thinking of like a fish with balls.
With little balls hanging down.
Octopuses just use an arm.
Mm.
They have like a special arm that's like their penile arm.
I went on this thing about octopus at work the other day, and everybody thinks I'm crazy now.
No, they're cool.
Well, did you hear
sexy.
There's a theory that they are Trinity. Alien.
Crazy,
you know?
Sexy, cool.
And I was talking about it, and everybody was like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but, what's the theory?
Well, right, exactly. And I mean, anyway.
Yeah.
They already thought I was weird. It was fine.
What do you guys think? Dick?
Dick?
I Richard? Feel like Dick
I don't know.
Would
what is, that'd be too name? Easy.
John?
Rick?
And Mark?
A Bob.
Doesn't
what about a Bob?
My trivia is don't
masculine,
be frightening.
What about a Bob?
Randy.
Thunderbolt of lightning, very very frightening.
Did you see the Randy on that fish? God, it's engorged.
Usually it's just a cock, but once it gets filled up with that creamy semen, we call it a Randy.
Yes,
he's some horny marine scientist.
Randy.
What about I'm just trying to think of what about a like a jack.
Oh.
Yeah.
A jack that is a kind of fish, right?
Yeah, I know, but that's
a jack. A jack's jack.
Jack has a huge jack right now.
Right.
That jack is engorged.
A Jake, a jack.
The baby in The Incredibles is named Jack Jack.
A Jack Jack. he's named after a fish stick.
Yeah.
Look that up on the IMDb
I like the
trivia.
Fish sticks.
Okay, Kanye.
I like them in my mouth. God, I don't know.
What makes the name I don't know. Maybe I'm being stereotypical, but when you're like Bob, I'm like, that's not really a masculine.
It's not.
I feel
it's
like
not. It's like
women are named Bobby. You know.
You know, it's not gonna be. It's not gonna be.
So if it was Bob, I would just be upset of way
like
the way
Christopher or Andrew. It's not gonna be names like that. It's
Arnold.
Not. It's gonna be Randy.
Arnold.
Or Jack. Not. It's not
and
gonna
Arnold.
Be Arnold. It's I don't know.
A Tim?
I don't know.
No, doesn't that sound like that could be like
a masculine name?
Well, it is
I don't know.
The fish is Timothy here. I think we should go with Dick. Maybe it's too obvious, but
all right, let's go with Dick.
Let's go with Dick.
We're going with Dick, Mark.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
What is it?
I'm not sorry.
The correct answer is Milt. Milt.
What? Oh, yes.
Like Milton. Okay. Yes,
that's, oh my God.
It is a kind of row.
Milt is not a very masculine name. Okay, here's my thing.
Did you say masculine name or masculine nickname?
Masculine name.
Okay, because Milt is a nickname.
Well, I mean, I would say it could be short for Milton.
Yeah.
But I would say that it's also its own name. I mean, like, some people are named Joe,
but not Joseph. I have a question mark. Isn't it Milt? Is Milt the actual sperm, the actual fluid?
I'm going to say that it's more of a nickname.
Or is it like an engorged fish genital?
I don't know.
The reason I'm asking that is because I remember a long time ago watching videos of when they would create more salmon. They would take the salmon roe and pour it into a giant bucket, and then this guy would come along in a pair of overalls and go, "Now we're going to insert the milt into it." And I remember hearing that term, and they squirt the white stuff all into it, and then they mix it up and they throw it into a bucket.
So it's fish cum.
It's fish cum. Yes, okay. Exactly. Milt. It's right. He's right.
Okay.
Cum. It's just... But he said it was the engorged genitals.
I'm still saying that it's a nickname and not a name, though. I'll die on that hill.
All right. All right.
That is A-okay.
That is
You wouldn't have known anyway.
Oh.
If you knew it was Milt, you wouldn't be like, well, I know there's Milt, and I know that's a cock filled with semen, but it can't be that because Milt isn't a name. Let's go with Jonathan or Frankfurt.
Right.
Like...
It's a William.
For what it's worth, there is a Milt disambiguation name list of people that are famous.
Did you Google on Wikipedia? Milt
and it says Milt is a masculine given name.
Okay.
Nearly always a short form of Milton. Nearly always. Mm.
Okay.
But not always.
Okay. Okay.
Could also be Miltark, like your name. You use Mark for short.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I just got rid of the ilt in the middle because of the scum thing.
Exactly. All right, TV theme songs.
Mom, you were nuts for calling me Miltark. Jesus Christ. Everybody in second grade is calling me a fucking blue bald fish dong.
I read it in a book.
This is embarrassing. I read it in a book.
TV theme songs.
Okay.
My category for you guys.
As we try to hold it together.
Temptation Sensation by Heinz Kiesling is the theme song to what sitcom, which holds the record for longest running live action sitcom in U.S. television history. Temptation Sensation Heinz Kiesling is the theme song to what sitcom, which holds the record for longest running live action sitcom in television history.
Didn't It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia hit that record?
God, that was on for a long time.
It's
wasn't
still
it?
But I'm saying, like, I think, like, in the past few years it hit that record.
I don't know the theme song.
And
go ahead,
I'm gonna tell you what I know.
Okay.
Or what I think I know.
Okay.
They will be the longest running sitcom live action by the end of the contract they just signed, is I think the deal.
Okay.
They signed 14 to 18, and when they hit 18, I believe that is when they become the longest running live action TV show.
Okay.
I may be wrong there.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure that the thing I saw was from Rob McElhenney.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying,
yeah,
just signed for up to season 18. We will be the longest. I think it's in the future.
And then it's that they would be surpassing what?
Well, so we're talking about sitcoms, not just regular TV. Because at first I was thinking like CSI.
Right.
That bum, 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 something like that. But that's not a sitcom. Dee, dee, doo, 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 dee, doo, dee, dee, doo, doo. Do 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 ba 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 ba.
Acapella arc.
Yeah, yeah, that was my other name. Yeah, my mom switched it to that before she finally just
Mark.
Relented.
No fark.
Temptation Sensation.
By Heinz Kiesling.
I mean, doesn't that sound though like that song could be
totally.
That's I have no other idea. That's my guess.
Is CSI a sitcom?
No.
I was saying It's Always Sunny.
I've never heard. I don't think I've ever heard the beginning of It's Always Sunny. I don't think I've ever heard that.
It's a little waltz.
Yeah.
Is it? Well, let's go with it.
Well, but
those
Germans
are known for their waltz.
But
waltzes.
I mean, like, think for a minute. Like, is there any what other shows?
Well, it's not Dear John. That was only a handful of seasons. It's not Empty Nest.
It's not My Name Is Earl.
It's not Friends. It's not
It's not Bosom Buddies.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. It's not The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
It's not Small Wonder.
It's not Alf.
Not Alf.
It's not Family Matters.
No. No.
It's not Family Ties. It's not Modern Family.
What would we do, baby?
It's not Silver Spoons.
Without us.
It's not Chips.
I love Silver Spoons.
Silver Spoons.
3 hours later.
Yeah.
It's not Fraggle Rock. Well, it's not even live action.
It's not Friends.
It's not Parks and Rec. Did we cover Friends? Yeah, like 8 times. It's definitely not Friends.
Oh, God. Who is it? I say we go with It's Always Sunny.
All right. We're going to go with Always Sunny, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I will feel bad if that's...
That's great.
Look at me in my fucking sweet berry wine brain.
Yes.
Perfectly sus.
Sweet berry sunny. Brain.
You're right, Mark. 14 seasons tied The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet.
Oh.
Whoa, was that on that long? Wow.
Yes, it had 14 seasons, but when it was renewed for a 15th season initially, it was given the title of longest running.
Wow.
Because development has started, and then it was further pushed forward, like you said, up to 18 seasons. So, let's see here. Yeah, the show seems to have the record pretty well protected. The other sitcoms that could beat it would be Last Man Standing, which has 9 seasons currently. The Goldbergs and Mom both have 8 seasons. Blackish and Brooklyn Nine-Nine both have 7 seasons. Those are all still on the air. But there's a dark horse candidate. Frasier was recently announced that it's coming back. So if we can get 7.
No way.
Whoa, Frasier is coming
you
back?
Didn't know that?
Really?
Oh, I'm dropping this?
No.
Yeah. So hold on. Don't get too excited.
Well, okay.
Kelsey Grammer is returning as Frasier for a show called Frasier.
Still.
Apparently none of the other cast is returning. So it's going to be...
They'll pop up, though. It'll be like Cheers.
Well, what was the dad's name? John?
Well, he's dead, he can't come back. So.
He did
make and of course, Eddie's not
gonna
come
I was
going
to say, I imagine he's dead, too, the dog. Yeah.
Well, they'll get another dog that looks like Eddie.
I know. Yeah. He just looks like a wishbone.
But they got Niles and Daphne.
Niles and Daphne could
come
back.
A wire-haired wishbone.
And of course, Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson and all the crew from
From Cheers.
Lilith.
Yeah.
B.B. Newworth, who played
B.B.
Lilith.
B.B. Newworth.
Her name is B.B. Newworth.
We're bringing
A little bit more
set.
Information on Temptation Sensation. Heinz Kiesling, he was a popular, easy-listening composer and arranger in post-war Germany, producing over 1,200 songs. According to Sonny's Charlie Day, Ray Espinola, a music supervisor for It's Always Sunny, was tasked with finding anything with a Leave It to Beaver big band swing kind of feel. Many of the songs what Espinola found became their go-to library of songs for the show. The gang wanted to go with a piece called Off Broadway, but FX president John Landgraf insisted they go with Temptation Sensation, which Day says he's grown to like.
Which is easy to do when you have all the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kiesling died in 2003, 2 years before the show's debut, so he never got to see that particular piece's newfound popularity.
You know, a lot of people don't know.
He might not be thrilled about that show. I don't know. Some old guy probably wouldn't have really liked
this?
I don't know.
It's Always Sunny sounds happy. The gang is racist? Oh, no. I don't like these. A lot of people don't know this, but Ray Espinola is actually Ray Romano. You take off his mask and it's me. It's Ray Romano.
It is him.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just his pen name.
Espinola. I'm a music supervisor by day, comedian by night.
I'd sign some autographs for people that love Everybody Loves Raymond.
Hey, check out this song. La da 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 da.
Ray Romano,
Ray Romano trying to sing would be instant fucking death.
All right, let's take a little break. Yeah. We'll get our act together, and then we have a miscorrection and a no-no to kick off round 2.
Okay, bye.
Okay, I gotta pee.
I gotta pee. All right. Can I pee between your legs?
Ooh.
It'd be kind of hard, but you can try.
Well, since I'm in a piss play, it would be very hard, at least. Oh, difficult.
All right, we're back, and it's time for some missed corrections.
We fucked up.
we have a note here, a miscorrection, a no note. This is from our buddy Alex Patton in Virginia. Alex writes, "Hey, Lee and Mark, it's kind of a miscorrection, kind of a no note. Last week, John Lane asked how many human blood types there are. I think a better question would have been how many common human blood types there are. Said that way, the correct answer is 8. Well, this is where things get complicated. ABO and RH are the two most common blood group systems, but there are actually 38 blood groups per system. There are actually 38 blood group systems. The reason you mostly only hear about ABO and RH is because there's a very low risk of a blood reaction if ABO and RH are a match. All the other blood types are either much more rare, don't usually cause a reaction, or are incompatible with life and lead to fetal death. With the RH system, a person can also be considered RH null, where they are not RH positive or negative. This is actually the rarest blood type in the world, and less than 50 people have ever been found to have this blood type. Being in the medical field, just wanted to give you a little bit more info on the topic. I hope you find that as interesting as I do.
God damn.
Alex Patton.
It is.
That is super interesting.
Fantastic. Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I want to know somebody with RH.
There, it's called the golden blood type in this article that he attached for further reading. So I'll put that in the show notes in case anybody is curious. So there you go. Saying how many common blood types are there is a bit more semantically correct version of John's question.
That is really interesting.
Yeah, I want to get my hands on some of that golden blood.
Golden blood.
Can I go?
Tell them if they want to send in a miscorrection.
You can do that by emailing us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com or calling us at 1-929-356-69. And let me read that one more time just so you get it. 1-929-356-6966.
Nice.
Or find us on social media.
Nice.
Distinguished investors and undistinguished inventors. My category. Okay. And this will all make sense.
Wordy.
Okay.
It is. It's a little too wordy. But
yeah, it doesn't get pibs.
This is the perfect category for this question.
Are we going to do rate my question?
Oh yeah, next round.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Sir Paul McCartney was the first investor. That's the distinguished investor part.
Like how this starts.
For the world's first what? Invented and patented by Kane Kramer in 1979.
I'm thinking of the wrong thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm thinking of, Mark?
No.
I'm thinking of Magic Alex. Do you remember Magic Alex?
I don't.
You don't remember him? He was a guy back in there when they were, starting up the Apple store. They had an Apple store, by the way. They had a place that you could go and purchase, fashions that they sponsored. But they had a guy that they kind of gave money to called Magic Alex. And he, created instruments and sounds and... He was like an inventor, and that's what I was sadly thinking of. And I thought maybe it was like a synthesizer that he made.
I think something musical or musical instrument or something like that would be a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1979.
Yeah. What was he doing in 79? He was working with Wings.
I don't know anything about any Beatles. Anything.
But I mean, he may have just been an investor in something that someone brought to him, like fucking Shark Tank or something.
Yeah.
You know,
he was living in, Scotland around that time? I think he was. He could be investing in some of those itchy Irish and Scottish clothing.
I was trying to think of 79.
79.
I was trying to think of something musical, like a sampler.
10 off from
69. Or something like that. Digital sampler.
Some sort of seafood. He was living at the Mull of Kintyre, which is right on the sea.
An inventor of seafood.
Yeah, well.
I invented a thing called the lobster.
Oh, what about
an innovator.
What about like a, no.
I made a clam and a mollusk fuck.
I dipped. Now it's a collusk.
Motherfucker!
I was thinking like breading fish or something. I dipped a fish in some batter. I don't know.
Batter, I hardly know her. Well, I mean, what was the guy's name that invented it?
Kane Kramer.
Giddy up.
Kane Kramer.
Kane sounds like such a modern name.
It does.
Well, Kramer,
Other than Cain from the Cain murderer, and Abel, yeah.
Exactly. But,
this is Kane, like the wrestler.
Oh, see, like Cain, like modern Cain, yeah.
Kramer is the name of a guitar company.
Yeah. You make a good point. Maybe it's like a floating bridge or something like that.
That would be something, I think, a little easier guessing than that, but maybe you're right.
I don't know.
Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there is a guitar company. I don't know if Kramer, what else they make.
But are they still together? Are they still in business?
They might.
Didn't they sponsor Eddie Van Halen for a while?
I don't know.
I think that he played Kramer guitars.
Also, Kramer was a character on Seinfeld.
Ah, yes.
Giddy up.
Season 6, I think it was, when you found out his name was Cosmo.
Yeah, that was one of your questions. Wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I think, six and six.
I know it was late. There was only 9 seasons. I think it was 6.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So if it is Kramer, mean, he was a bassist.
Paul McCartney played
bass.
Is there some sort of like, I honestly don't, or this might be a dumb question, but is there some sort of different material that they started making strings out of or something like that during that time?
They started to make, there was carbon fiber basses that were made by, like, do you remember the company Tobias made those? Mm-hmm. But that was, I think years later. Oh, who else?
1979.
Wall made, they eventually sponsored Geddy Lee. I think we're thinking this too hard.
I just don't know how
synthesizer or something like that. That's my best guess.
I have no input, honestly. I really don't know.
There were already a lot of synths out in the 1970s.
When did the Moog come
out? When Yes thing that I posted. That's got a lot of synth stuff
Richard
in it.
Richard Wagman!
Yes. I don't know. It could be a Steinberger bass. But I mean, that's
a
like
little itty bitty bass.
No, the headstockless.
Yeah, it was a little tiny.
Yeah.
There was like nothing to it. Actually a good sound in bass.
That, I don't know. That just maybe...
You okay there? Elise is over there falling apart.
Elise is just
trying to straighten out that Swiss Mary headphone.
Elise do this.
My hair was making my ears sweat.
My ears are sweaty.
Are you sure it wasn't the headphones?
Yeah.
Because they'll do it.
No, because the headphones holding my hair on my ears.
Paul McCartney, Kane Kramer. He puts an investment into what? Dude, it could be anything. I mean, we're just thinking music is the Kramer thing, but in reality, it could be anything.
Yeah.
Wings
were full force at that time. So maybe it was something, I don't know, something to like sanitize a hotel room because they're moving from place to place. I don't know.
Still
maybe
can't stop thinking about Bodak.
Maybe it's, maybe it's a new kind of air conditioner for a tour bus. Maybe it's,
Bridget Bardot. That was it, Bridget Bardot.
Yeah,
not Bardot. I don't know.
Let's go 1979. Do you want to say the first digital sampler?
Yeah, sampler.
Let's say digital sampler
because we have.
No, I mean, not really. Kind of though. You're barking up the right tree. The correct answer is the first digital music player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was the size
like an iPod.
Yeah, basically, it was the size of a credit card. It had a screen and 4 buttons in layout that was similar to the iPod.
Holy shit.
It held 3.5 minutes worth of music. A second prototype that was later built could hold an hour's worth of music. Kramer could not secure funding, though, to renew the patent in 1988.
And Jobs stole that shit.
He wasn't publicly credited with the invention until Apple ended up convincing him to give testimony during a lawsuit defending them against Burst, which was settled out of court. Apple was suing Burst over their claim of patenting a device similar to the iPod, pretty much saying, we didn't rip you off, we ripped him off. Tell him we ripped you off.
I bet they did.
Apple paid him for the time of his testimony and ended up giving him an iPod for his troubles, which he claims broke within 8 months.
Okay.
Mark.
Yes.
Your next question.
What tennis player was Sports Illustrated's first female sports person of the year?
I was going to go with one of the Woodies until...
No.
Sports Illustrated first female sports person of the year.
And
a little women's...
I mean, probably
information.
Maybe one of the Williams sisters.
Oh, no.
No.
Long before that. Sports Illustrated's been around since the 1970s.
Monica Seles?
No. I'm going to say before that. She was – Monica Seles was – Billie Jean King.
That's what I was thinking. Billie Jean King.
Yeah. That's it's either Chris Everett or
– She was a firebrand.
It's either Chris Everett or Billie Jean King, and I'm going to go with Billie Jean King because she was stronger in the 70s than Everett.
Stronger.
Mm-hmm. So it's – I say we go with Billie Jean
King.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Billie Jean King.
That's correct.
Yeah! Yay, good job.
Good job, y'all.
Nice fist bump.
Elise, you.
Let me go.
We are working very strong as a unit tonight.
Yeah, did a really, really great job with that one. Well, hey, I answered two the last
round. Oh, yeah, you did. You came up with Eminem.
Elise is pulling your weight.
I just don't
know. That Eminem came out of nowhere. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so here's the wine question.
Okay.
All right.
Also known as skin contact white wine. What's the term for a white wine where the skins of the grapes are not removed and stay in contact with the juice for days, weeks, or even months?
One more time, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Also known as skin contact white wine. What is the term for a white wine where the skins of the grapes are not removed and stay in contact with the juice for days, weeks, or even months?
Skin contact white wine.
Where the skin is left on for days, weeks, hell.
Because usually they remove some,
excuse me.
Skins.
Or even months. I was trying to pause for dramatic effect and you just.
You really got to her, man.
No.
I was like, what? Oh, sorry.
She was like, oh, shit. What did I just step on, Mark?
Excuse me. Well, I guess for terminology, for the sake of terminology, I have heard the term of wine having legs, a leggy wine. No,
I don't think that's a descriptor. It.
Okay.
Yeah. I think she's talking about a type of wine.
Yeah, there's an actual term for this wine.
Then I'm thinking rosé, maybe?
No.
Or it could be Petnat, but I don't think Petnat is made that way. I know Petnat is made from, like, I think, discarded skin.
Oh,
grape skin and stuff.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, yeah.
They call it poor man's wine.
I mean, I think that's what it was originally. It was kind
of. It's
got
some stems in it and shit.
No, I think it really
was.
You're not wrong. I think that was kind of like deemed like the lower class wine.
Well, yeah.
But now it's very hip. And it is tasty, too. Very effervescent. But
it's the ratatouille
wine. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
This used to be a poor man's dish. And this rat's like, fuck that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cook some ratatouille and some dude's going to eat it and cry.
They're going to make a movie about this shit.
The Petit Naturel. I think it's rosé, though. Or I'm leaning towards that over Petnat.
You want to know what I think it is?
Hmm.
I think that it's ice vine.
No.
You don't think so?
No, not ice
vine. Well, here's my logic. I had heard one time that ice vine, they leave it on the vine for a long time and they let it almost like shrivel.
Yeah.
They let it like shrivel and like to the point where it's not touching. You know what I'm saying? They're not like a bunch anymore. And then they take them down. They let it get a little bit of ice on the outside of it. This is what I heard. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. But, you know, that's my logic is ice vine.
I don't think so. The distinguishing characteristic of ice vine is that it's grown in ice. So I feel like she would have probably.
Yeah, you're right.
And I had a question about ice wine on the podcast here.
Did you?
Yeah. And that's how I framed it. I framed it around like it's cold temperature.
So you want to say rosé then?
It might not be like.
I have no other answers.
Like rosé is not a regional thing. A lot of like wines that you would buy like are, you know, like a Chianti or something. Those are like based on the region that the grape came from, so it's a type of wine that is not labeled based on its geographic location.
What other white wines are there other than Chardonnay?
Zinfandel.
There is white Zinfandel. Mm-hmm. Riesling.
There's a Riesling.
Rieslings.
Mm-hmm.
But
again, those are both geographic distinctions.
That's true.
Champagne.
Illinois.
I mean, I think
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Made in Illinois famously.
Uh-huh. Brut. No. I think rosé. That's my best guess.
That's okay, we're going to go rosé. With rosé?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
Orange wine.
Orange wine.
So very
orange.
Trendy right now, orange wine. A lot of people think that because it is orange in color or amber in color, and a lot of people think that it's made from oranges. It's not. It's just made from grapes that...
I've never tried that.
Palace Pub and Wine Bar carries very many... orange wines.
Okay.
You know something else
Hashtag
that is the color of amber?
Your energy.
My energy.
Your energy is, yeah.
Orange wines and my energy are both have an amber color. Whoa.
Yeah. Orange wine is really like 311 in that context.
You get called 311. I'm sure Nick Hexum isn't doing anything. Hmm. Hey, buddy, want to make a commercial for orange wine? Whoa. Amber is the color of your orange wine. Whoa. Lefty skins.
But you're not totally wrong, because it could be considered like orange wine and rosé are kind of considered.
Oh, really?
They're making out.
They're similar because what, like...
They're cohabitating.
Like, rosé does get its color from the skins.
Oh, okay. So my source wasn't totally off.
You're not totally wrong, but the answer I was looking for is orange wine.
You're wrong.
And then Pet Nat is, like...
The grapes have already been used to make the wine, right?
For Pet Nat, it's that they're, like, bottled before they're completely done fermenting.
Oh, right.
That's why it's so fizzy.
Right.
And I hope that I'm getting that right, because I'm going to feel like a real idiot if I'm saying this.
No,
and,
I think that's right.
But I'm pretty sure that that's... So that's why they're... And it's... Yeah. But
people
coming in buying
that wine from you in a couple weeks. We heard you on that podcast.
All delicious. I'm a huge rosé and orange wine lover.
Seriously, it's to the point where it's a problem.
I'm a big fan, I mean I can drink like a bottle of it at night, but not every night.
Finishing in the bottle reminds me of that joke, why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle? Because his wife died.
Oh no.
Seth, your next question.
I'm so afraid that you guys went over this territory earlier with other people, but I saw it and I just had to ask. The Cloaca Maxima was part of ancient Rome. What purpose did it serve?
I thought this was going to be a biology
question. Is it like a glory
hole? the Cloaca Maxima?
Yes.
The big cloaca.
The Cloaca Maxima.
So we know what a cloaca is biologically.
Mm-hmm. It is one hole.
But do we know what it is spiritually?
Piss hole, butthole, fuckhole, as Duke Stamina would say.
But what is it for... Like,
what is it in
I'm
Latin?
Guessing it's architecture, right? Like,
well, my first thought was like a bathroom, like a hole where everybody like pisses and shits.
Yeah,
and it goes into
I could see that,
because they did public bathrooms like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd think like a bigger
sewage
hole,
system,
something like that.
Like
yeah.
maybe it's the bathhouse. Like they were known for their bathhouses.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Yeah. Something like that.
That I don't think is a bad idea at all.
Thank you. I didn't think it was.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like...
Well, I feel like I don't know, maybe I was thinking of something different, but I was thinking, like, a sewage system.
I mean, it's basically...
Yeah, that's kind of what he used.
A bathhouse is different, though. Bathhouse is where you go to get clean and,
have
gay sex.
Which then, you know...
No offense.
But it's not a sewage system. It's not a sewage system.
So bathroom or like sauna.
That's what
are the two things that we're trying to distinguish between. So
no,
you're right.
Yeah.
No, you're right, right. That like
bathroom or sauna is my favorite podcast where they just mention places and they go, what do you think it is? A bathroom or a sauna?
What about that McDonald's over there on the corner of Winkler and 41?
What about those pee troughs we used to have where people threw ice in the bottom?
Bathroom or sauna? Which one is it? You have 5 minutes.
That's our new spinoff.
Sweet relief. Bathroom or sauna?
Rest areas. They're the bathhouses of the 90s.
No, but you're right, Lee, that like what he was saying, I mean, what you guys are saying was different than what I was saying.
Because
they
had the aqueduct, so they were thinking in terms of like, we need to move this water.
Aqueduct,
you know?
My friend. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody else is just tossing, you know, their feces out the window in a bucket, and they're thinking, hey, we need to, like, move this on in, like, a more sanitized fashion.
Cloaca Maxima.
But Maxima, Circus Maxima was the Colosseum, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Maxima just means big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the big cloaca. But I'm saying the name format makes me think maybe it's probably something like what you were saying.
Well,
like a bathhouse.
I have a feeling cloaca means basically shoot.
Yeah, something
because if
like
you
that.
Think of eggs coming out of it, it's like an egg shoot.
Right.
So you'd think big shoot,
mm-hmm.
which could very well be some kind of sewage system.
Yeah.
Let's go with sewage system.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to say sewage system.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yes.
It was one of the earliest forms of sewage systems in the world.
Yes!
Fine sus, ladies and gentlemen.
That was great.
And we did
Good
not
job.
Have that on here.
Nope.
That's great.
A cloaca question. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And shout out to the rapper Duke Stamina for his cloaca song.
Shout out to
where
Joey.
He says, piss hole, butthole, fuck hole, one hole. That's the hook.
Okay.
So, hey, it helps us. It helped me get there.
I'd like to thank Joey for her bringing the cloaca into my life.
Ah, yes.
The cloaca Awareness Month when was here.
Yeah.
When is cloaca Awareness Month? That's coming
whenever
up,
Joey
isn't it?
Shows back up in Florida.
That's
cloaca Awareness Month. Yeah.
Insult etymology, the origin of insults.
Hmm.
What insult? Popularized by Beavis and Butthead. New movie coming out soon. We were just talking about in the break. We're all pretty excited about that.
Very excited.
Elise, are you a Beavis and Butthead fan or no?
So my parents were a little strange in what they let us watch and didn't let us watch growing up. And we were not allowed to watch MTV. We weren't allowed to watch MTV, The Simpsons, or Sesame Street. But we were allowed to watch South Park.
Sesame Street.
How dare
no,
they?
Sesame
I don't want
Street.
You learning how to count.
No, because Cookie Monster had improper grammar.
What? That is wild.
The whole
Sesame Workshop is like towards teaching young kids.
Oh, I know. I mean,
grammar,
I think that it's a great
language,
show.
Numbers.
Where people keep getting killed and coming back to life.
Yeah.
I'm not against Sesame Street at all. I mean, they were fine with Mr. Rogers or whatever, but like my mom's a speech pathologist, so I mean, I guess that had something to do with it, but also it was just like, I mean,
I can't think of a single
really
teacher
like a huge
that
rhyme or reason to, you know, like we could not watch.
Did your mom ever date Jim Henson? Is that what's going on here? It's like, you're not watching that trash.
Some sort of.
No, but it was funny because
he called
my
me Big Bird.
My dad loved Ren and Stimpy, and so when it started to play on MTV instead of Nickelodeon, like he would let us watch it, but then he'd make us turn off MTV during the commercials. It was really weird.
Wow.
But yeah.
She sounds like a speech psychopathologist.
You're not entirely wrong.
I've been
wrong.
Sitting on that joke for like 30 seconds waiting for those to go by.
I got it out.
It's amazing that I even held on to it that long.
All right, here's
Mark's
a question.
Turning red.
What insult, popularized by Beavis and Butthead, was originally cowboy slang for any hard fall, especially, though, one taken from a horse?
I think I know.
What is it?
Fart knocker.
Fart knocker. Fart knocker.
I mean, definitely popularized by Beavis and Butthead.
Absolutely.
It's not bunghole.
No, it's not bunghole.
I'm going to go with it, but that's a little easy.
For my bunghole.
Cornhole?
Nope. Well, we know what a cornhole is, other than a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing that they called it cornhole?
The game?
Yeah, you made a tweet about this, didn't you?
Yeah, like, it went all the way through, like, you know, we're going to call it cornhole. And now it's, like, marketed as cornhole.
Now there's, like, a cornhole Olympics.
Let me just say, I made a tweet, save a cow, ride a horse, boy, that I thought was the funniest thing I had thought of in, like, 5 years. I put it on Twitter, and nothing. I put it on Facebook, and people loved it. I don't
it's
know.
That algorithm,
Twitter
man.
Twitter just hates me.
Mm-hmm.
Save a cow, ride a horse, boy. What is a horse boy? Like a centaur? I don't know why this. You spend all your time thinking about a horse boy, and then you're saving a cow, but you don't ride cows. I don't know. It's many angles, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I don't think there's any country music fans on Twitter.
You guys want
that's what it is.
Yeah, that's probably the problem. Fart knocker, you want to go with that?
I'm going
fart
knocker. I'm saying
fine.
I'm backing fart knocker 100%. Yeah,
that's right. 1968's Western words.
Well, no thanks to my parents for not letting me watch fucking Beavis and Butthead. South Park was okay.
1968's Western words defines it as such, as well as the cowman says it's salty.
really harping on the South Park thing.
South Park is all right. Okay.
Well, I mean, really, it came out when
I
was in
sixth
grade. Yeah, go ahead. You can have the rest of that. But really, it came out when I
please don't. And episode 139 is our last episode. It's been a hell of a ride. Thank you guys for listening. We're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. Listen to Lyrics to Go coming out every Friday.
You guys want to hear about fart knocker or not?
I do.
I do.
Sure.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. So 1968's Western words defines it as such about a fall taken from a horse. It was also mentioned in the Cowman Says It's Salty. It seemed to become an insult by the 80s. I think it must be a Texas thing because Mike Judge is from Texas, the creator. He would hear, like, you know, some Texas slang about falling off a horse. The term has faced criticism for being a homophobic slur, which is supported by definitions on Urban Dictionary, if you can believe it or not.
Well, made by a bunch of fucking ding-dongs.
Yeah. But it's defined by Castle's Dictionary of Slang as a braggart or an idiot, as well as someone who just knocks or makes farts. Some believe that it might be taken from German, because fart means to depart or go on a journey, while knack means to crack. So it could be like fart knacker turned into fart knocker. But I don't know. Seems like a stretch, but could be possible.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Here's your last question for me. Confinity was the initial name of what website when it was established in 1998?
Confinity.
Confinity.
Pros and cons. Bad forever. Confinity.
Finity obviously makes me think
it's time.
Yeah.
Con time.
I can give you one clue. I don't know if it'll help much, but if you want a clue.
Yes.
Three of the creators of YouTube were three of the first employees of this company.
Damn.
Thought maybe you would
heard that in
some kind of thing.
Confinity.
What year was it?
1998, the year of our Lord.
Okay.
And that was when Confinity was launched?
Yes.
How long was it Confinity before it changed names, Lord, do you guys know?
I don't know.
Sure. Okay.
I don't think super long.
So many things I've never Amazon. Heard of. No, it's not Amazon. Wait a minute. Didn't Amazon start around that year?
Yeah, but it was called something else. It wasn't Confinity.
Okay,
it had a different. Have a different name. It had a different first name.
What about, like?
Wasn't there something
eBay or something?
Yeah, that's another. That's.
I feel like eBay started in that time.
I think eBay started a little bit earlier than 98. No, maybe it was eBay.
Because, like. Okay, so...
You get conned forever.
Well, no, but what I'm thinking is, like, okay, so eBay...
It was just
such Confinity. This is real mental gymnastics, but, like, so eBay, you know, you're selling used stuff, so it's, like, forever, you know, stuff that you, like, Finity, like...
Keep you get going. To keep
selling this
What's
shit.
The con keep prefix? Selling. How does yeah, that the fit con, into the selling?
I don't know, but that's...
Well, con...
Means...
With. Can mean against, and it also means with in Spanish. It also means against, like contrary. With infinity.
But if it's just infinity, then it's like finite, which means it does have an end.
Can you read the question one more time, Mark, please? I'm sorry.
Fuck yeah. Confinity was the initial name of what website when it was established in 1998?
Terrible name for a website.
Confinity.
I mean, what is that? What is that? Had something to do with Elon Musk.
PayPal? He was a co-founder of PayPal.
Yeah. Yeah, was it? What year do you think PayPal was founded?
But PayPal was founded by Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, and somebody else. And Mark said that this involved three of the founders of YouTube.
YouTube.
I don't know if maybe it sounds like there's too many people.
Is it like a video site then? Like another like a spin-off video site like Pornhub or something like that?
Before YouTube?
No, before YouTube.
Yeah.
They would go on to make YouTube.
Oh, okay.
YouTube, of course, was bought by Google, but it was an independent thing.
So then it was a bit. Maybe it was some sort of
new, not Newgrounds,
right?
E-bombs world. Ask Jeeves.
I'm trying to think of like some sort of.
I feel like E-bombs world was before that, even.
Yeah, I'm just naming websites from that era. Trying to.
I don't know.
Cycle through my mind palace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yahoo!
Something tells me that it's like either eBay or PayPal.
Like one eBay of the two.
Is the one that sounded the most attractive so far.
Okay.
Sure. I mean, because if you're at, like, Confinity, oh, let's go with eBay. That's way better. You know, it's like shorter. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to go with eBay?
Let's just.
I don't have a better guess.
I can't think anything else. Yeah, I don't either. eBay.
eBay it is, Mark.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Kazaa?
LimeWire.
I'm looking to see what the initial name of eBay was.
It probably I know was that just
the
eBay, first honestly. Thing
that they sold on it was a broken laser pointer. Makes I know sense. That. The correct answer, guys, is PayPal.
Really? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
My bad.
Yeah.
It happens. Yeah, don't worry. PayPal, a couple weeks, I'll be talking you out of something, Elise.
Well,
that it's initially.
I mean, I didn't really talk you out of that.
No,
one,
you didn't. No, I'm just saying I'll get back at you matter what. Yeah.
Yeah. We've actually been doing pretty well this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's established in 1998 as Confinity, had its initial public offering in 2002, and it was wholly owned as a subsidiary of eBay later that year in 2002. It was originally a company that developed security software for handheld devices.
Did Elon Musk have anything to do with
Confinity?
In
March of 2000, Confinity merged with X.com, an online banking company founded by Elon Musk.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so I didn't realize that he wasn't there at the ground floor. It was a merging type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I just got school. That's cool. You win or you learn. You can't lose.
Three of the people that worked there left and started YouTube sometime afterward.
Nice.
Probably made a killing.
All right. I think that is the end of round two, right?
Oh, my goodness. I think it is.
Okay. Let's take another little break, and then we'll be back in round three with a couple Rate My Questions.
Real quick, piss.
Yeah. All right, we're back, and it's time for a Rate My Question.
Question rated.
Okay. We have here a note here from Chuck Edward.
Twist my rations.
Chuck writes, hi, Mark and Lee.
Hi, Mutt.
Hi, Miltark and Lee. Chuck Edward here with another question to rate. This one is a little less niche than my Pascal one, but hopefully not too easy. What Big Ten university holds the record for the most academic All-Americans all time for a Division I school with 340 honorees?
Penn State.
Now, there's a hint here that says the next closest Big Ten school is Penn State with 207.
Wow.
So it's not Penn State.
Okay.
I'll give you that one, Seth. But good guess. You were close.
Yeah, I was awful close.
You were close, but that's the second.
I don't know what a Big Ten school is, and I never went to college, so I don't know.
It's all because of the Sesame Street thing, I think. If you were allowed to watch Sesame Street your whole life,
you would know the answer to this question.
We've traced the whole line here.
My life would be in a very different spot if it were for Sesame Street.
Cookie! C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
Your mom was like,
"Motherfucker,
turn that shit off.
Turn that off and watch Cartman get anal probed."
Yes, it's much more healthy for you.
Aliens, I want to anal probe.
You're these are my chocolate salted balls, children.
No, mom, you're doing my cheesy poofs.
Okay, great. Well, glad I'm not watching fucking Beavis and Butthead and learning about fucking, you know, I don't know.
It's a good thing that today I didn't learn about the letters B, C, K, and I. Mom, thanks so much.
All right, so what other Big Ten schools do we have besides Penn State?
Okay,
I'm with Elise, though. I did go to college, and I still don't know what the Big Ten universities are. These could be...
I think, like, probably some sort of, like, I bet UCLA is one.
Nope.
Okay.
if you want him to go ahead and answer, he can probably do that.
Ohio
State is a Big Ten school.
Okay.
Wisconsin is a Big Ten school. Mm-hmm. Michigan is a Big Ten. Michigan State, Iowa. What is a Big Ten school that's going to have a lot of smart kids at it? Let's take away Ohio, Michigan. Let's take away Iowa.
Are you calling Ohio and Michigan residents stupid?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I do not like the Big Ten. I do not like it, Seth. I am.
I was going to go with Ohio maybe as the answer, but that's because that was the first one I thought of.
No, it's okay. I think Rutgers is in the
Big Ten. Oh, my dad went to Rutgers, and he's very smart.
I think Rutgers is in the Big Ten. And there's
the Patriots are known for taking Rutgers players.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Which ones are Rutgers players?
Is Rutgers in New York?
No, it's in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
I don't know. But I know that I've heard it.
The Red Knights.
You went to law school at Rutgers.
There's a lot of intelligence, and I think...
You know what? I agree. Law is cool. Law school.
School.
You know what?
School,
no. I agree.
It's out for summer.
Got a little one there. So what do you think? Rutgers? Is that where we're going with you?
I think Rutgers is a Howard. Big Ten school.
I'm going to say Rutgers.
Can I hear the question one more time?
Rutgers is a good guess because, yeah.
What public Big Ten university holds the record for the most academic All-Americans all time for a Division I school with 340 honorees?
Academic All-Americans?
All-American, it means an athlete, right?
Yes.
And academic means they study.
It's got to be Ohio State, huh? Ohio State has loads of...
Oh, this is a sports question?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Elise just thought that meant American.
I thought that it just meant, like, all 40
flag waivers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, guys, what are the biggest schools in the United States? How many square feet are we talking?
I thought it meant like, like GPA. It's
Edison Community College. I don't, man. Okay.
Ohio State has like the most games here, the most players that go to the NFL.
Okay, so I think
but we're talking about overall, man. We're talking about, you know, not just football. At least, can you get it together?
Oh, we're not just talking about football?
I don't think we're talking about just football. I think we're talking about athletes in general, man. You got to remember Title IX, man. You know, you just doubled the size of college athletics with that right there.
In my mind, All-American, I always associate with football, but I think it might be broadly speaking, other athletes too. I still feel better about Ohio. They just seem like they're very winning.
I got at least crack up. You hit yourself in the mouth with your microphone. Seth can't concentrate.
Trying to put it all together.
For some, make it make sense. Make it make sense.
Oh, my God.
What is happening? It's like an episode of Twin Peaks.
All right. Now, hold on. Now,
Ohio State is my guess.
My lip is bleeding.
It's a public. Is it really? Is it? Oh, my God. There's blood on his tooth.
Oh, my. Oh, shit.
I'll be fine. We got to keep it. We got to keep it together. Let's keep it together.
Ohio State.
No, okay. No, because it's a public university. What other public universities are in the Big Ten? Ohio State. We're going to say Ohio State.
Yeah, Seth, it's 3-4 here. Ohio We're going State. With us, Ohio State.
It's the three of us and Elise, who has no idea what's going on.
Yes.
Lee looks so perplexed.
My phone just won't open this PDF, which is the most annoying thing. Because
Mike Verblexia.
Hold on. I have to do a little Googling here.
Every time I look to my left, I can't stop laughing.
4 minutes into the question.
My face is so wet.
That's what she said.
Okay, I have a website here that says Ohio State tops Big Ten sets new record for academic all-conference honorees.
I don't want it to be Ohio State. I wanted it to be Rutgers.
I hate Ohio State.
I do too. I was talking about like smart students.
All right. So, what do we think about this question?
Really American.
This is a rate my question. Elise, do you want to go first? What do you think of this question?
What if they were foreign?
Tell us what scale you're going to use. Explain the scale first.
I'll use a scale of, you know, like A to F.
Okay.
I would say.
Wait, you can't do that. I do that one.
Yeah.
Oh,
we got to get four different takes.
A star scale.
Okay. How many stars is perfect?
Five stars is perfect. Okay. I'll give it 4 stars. Only because I feel like it wasn't clear that it was,
that was a sports
question.
Okay. Well,
it needs to clear that up. Tighten that question up a little bit.
You're losing a star for my hurt ego.
So you could say in the subject of sports,
I think all American most people
is the category.
Most people will make that connection. I think
people that stood up during the Pledge of Allegiance.
This is where your team comes in handy. But yes. I get it. Four's still a good
question. No, 4 stars. Yeah. It was still a good question. I think it was. Seth? It was. It wasn't too wordy.
How many
of
these are we doing?
Two.
Okay. Just
so, what scale are you going to use?
I loved that question. I thought it was very good.
You can't use
PIBS.
You can't use stars, and you can't use a scale.
Can I use SIDS? Or AIDS.
So good. Okay.
Or PTSD.
What does that stand for?
Or something along those lines. I don't know. Okay. I give it an A. You I'm going to use a scale. I can't right, use an A. I can't use an A.
No, that's fine.
Whatever. I want to give it an SAT no, score. I give it a 1400.
Okay.
Give it thumbs. Use thumbs.
Thumbs. Yeah, I give it one Ebert and half a Siskel. Okay. I give it two. Come on.
Okay.
I really liked it. I liked it a lot. Excellent question.
Yeah, it's popular. I would say it's interesting. Is there a built-in hint? Not clear enough for Elise, I would say. So I'll give it a lowercase B on that. Because I picked up on the hint. Is it short and sweet? It's short and sweet enough for what it's asking. So yeah. I give this full pibs, lowercase B.
Yeah, I give it an A+. It's definitely, you've got to know what the Big Ten schools are. But I mean, that's part of the glory of it is that you can guess any college or any university or whatever. But knowing what Big Ten is helps, and knowing what schools do well in the Big Ten helps.
Elise thought it was an entirely different Big Ten.
And also know that it's about sports.
She thought it was about Ben 10, that cartoon.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, and then we have a Rate My Question here from Marissa. Marissa says, hey, everybody. Marissa here with another Rate My Question. What does the everyday word okay stand for? What does the everyday word okay stand for? The answer and explanation will be in the following email. Now, Marissa, please don't do this, because I watched your first email come in, and then I watched your second one come in, and it told me the answer instantly. Oh. The little notification came through. So
and I'm it gonna showed have, up in the thing. Yeah. Oh.
So again, you know, hiding the answer in a Google Doc, if you absolutely have to, just hit return a bunch of times and hide it. But even that
says a bunch.
You gotta be.
Lee yeah. likes to tell about. He likes to talk about how big his resolution is.
Oh, it's a Big Ten resolution.
It's a big brag. So you need to hit enter like
I'm a real fart knocker about
75
it.
75 times.
Mm-hmm.
I know this somewhere in the depths of my brain.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with like somewhere in like the World War II or World War One era, that's like that area,
like a Kilroy type specialty. Thing. No, I have no idea about this question.
It's. I feel like it's somewhere okay. in that.
Oh, Kilroy. I don't know. I just want to know what the answer is, because I don't know what it is. I have no idea.
It's something from, I feel like it's something from that, maybe before World War II, like more World War One.
Spanish-American War?
No, I don't. I really think it's like one of the World Wars.
Hmm. Oklahoma?
Where the wind comes whipping down the plain.
Okay. Is there some kind of like parlance that you'd use over a radio that would mean basically like over and out?
Yeah. It's like
that could be short.
What is that okay. Alphabet? The alphabet that you know you
oh,
use
the
A is
oh, so like
Adam.
Auto.
Phonetic alphabet.
So like
alphabet.
Auto. What is K? K.
Oh, I thought you were saying auto, like A-U-T-O,
no.
like I said earlier.
Yeah, no, I think that the O
like the guy
the
was under the bridge with.
Isn't the O in the phonetic alphabet auto?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
But maybe like orange.
I feel like
that would be a very confusing, because when I hear auto, I think A-U-T-O.
No, I really yeah. think in at least kite. Some alphabet it is.
K is kite.
Auto kite.
O.
Auto kite.
It's oral.
Oral.
I don't know.
Oral mic.
Oral kite.
Oral kite.
Oral would be hard, too, because it's A-U-R-A-L, too. So yep. it could be same as auto.
I don't know. Lee is locked into this, whatever it is. He is, like, just buried into that phone right
well,
now.
Well, because he already knows the answer.
So I'm just doing due diligence here, just to make sure.
Good.
Over.
See, when over. I said over and out, I was like, overkill?
Oral carrot? I don't know, man.
Could it be overkill? Like
overkill.
Message overkill
orange.
The...
Overkill. That's what we're going to say.
Well, hold on, Seth. Jesus Christ.
Orange.
You
gotta swear
the answer. Orange wine.
Elise, are you so Rose. Locked in that you're not hearing what I'm saying?
No, I'm listening to you.
Okay. You didn't react, so I didn't know if you thought like no or
she
yes.
She was sussing.
Or...
She's sussing.
Yeah.
Well, suss with me, baby.
What, But see, you said over and out, so now over is in my head.
Yeah.
No.
Well, out and out would be kill. Over, kill. Over and out.
Yeah, I don't think that's right, though.
Yeah.
Just fair no. Enough. Like,
no, no,
just,
no, no.
Just not saying that that's bad
like logic or anything, but I feel like in the back of my mind, I know the answer of this, and that doesn't sound right to me. You know how you, sometimes it's just like back there?
Oh, I hear you.
But I don't have anything better to say. That just doesn't sound right to me, though. Not. Well, that's another K that word that doesn't sound like a K word.
Cannot.
I don't know. I don't know.
Over quiche.
That's Q.
Oh, shit.
Kish. Kitch.
Over kitch.
Over kitch. That's what we're going
with. No, we're going to say overkill, if anything. You want to go with overkill because we don't know? Or do we want to keep sussing?
Orlando Kittens.
Oh, man, I like that. New arena. See, Miami's the Magic City. Miami could take, drop the Heat, become the Miami Magic, and then boom, Orlando Kittens. There you go.
That's where Johnny Manziel's going to play.
Overkill is okay. I'm fine with overkill.
It's probably wrong.
No. According to etymologist Dr. Alan Walker Reed, OK first appeared as an abbreviation for all correct in a satirical piece on grammar that was published in the Boston Morning Post in 1839. All correct, or all correct, I guess.
You tell me that question has an almost 200-year-old answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Abbreviation trend, 1830s. Yeah.
Back when they spelled correct with a K.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So I'm going to give this one a interesting an I, and it's short and sweet. There's not really a hint in it.
Is.
And I wouldn't say it's popular either. So yeah, is. I give it an is.
Is.
Okay.
I give it a B+.
You got thumbs. You got to do thumbs.
I'm sorry. I give it a thumb and a quarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's letting the Coliseum, the Circus staff. Maximus decide. Whether one to shoot flaccid. Down the cloaca maximum.
One flaccid, yes, one cloaca. I give it one cloaca.
Mezzo flaccido.
I would say like, probably like three stars.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think that like it's, I don't want to say it's too obscure. I'm sure that it's something, it is definitely trivial knowledge. So but.
And that's why, I mean, I'll give it an A. I want to give it an A+ because it's one of those things where you should. That is one of those things that you should check out.
Yeah.
Well, right,
it's annoying that it's not sussable, kind of.
Right.
It's one of those, you know it or you don't. If you try sussing it, you will suss yourself into madness because you're trying to think of something that starts with K and it's fucking correct.
I think that it would be very well placed at entomology trivia night.
Agreed.
You know,
it's a great question. It's just maybe a little too misleading.
Maybe including a little bit of information about, like, you know, that it comes from the Boston area around the 1830s. That
I don't know that that would help it, though.
I don't know. I think that it would either.
I think
it's
that
something.
To her credit, I think that it's hard to put a clue into that because that it's one that, like, no matter how many clues someone were to give me on that, like, it still wouldn't be something that I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's this fucking thing. Like, you either
don't. But I just feel like, you know, it's so short as it is. And if there was just maybe a little something in there, you never know. Some player might go, oh, you know what? Like, my grandma used to say this all the time. I grew up in Boston and, you know.
Yeah,
it just adds a little bit, a couple more avenues. The only avenues that you could possibly add to this.
I agree that maybe that should be added. I just don't know that would help. Most people.
No, not most.
The first thing I thought of was like say, like mentioning something about like a miss, like, or a you know, how about it being spelled wrong, like, you know, a word that is now spelled differently or something. Mm. So you can give some kind of heads up that don't stick to OK. It could be, how is OL spelled?
OLL. And that's the other thing. I couldn't figure out where that is. I'd love
more
to see
of a stretch, man.
When you said OL originally, I thought it was like OL apostrophe until you said OL correct.
That's exactly what I thought.
So it's hard. The question is great. This is the kind of question that I would bring to trivia and I'd say, I'm just going to tell you this information because it's so fucking hard to write a question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you did something like, oh, it was like, you know, it was started over what, you know, form of transportation or something like that. Like, something where you're just kind of giving the information because you think it's interesting. But, I mean, it's nothing wrong with the question. It's just a tough one. I'd give it an A.
Right on. Well, thank you, Chuck and Marissa, for your submissions here. If you'd like to write us with a rate my question, a missed correction, or a little no note, We can be found at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com or call us at 1-929-356-6966. Okay.
Elise, do you want to start us off?
Oh, sure. So this is the one, I think you might have asked a question like this at trivia that I was not at, Lee. Okay. But
I hope I remember.
This is my dog question. The Shiba Inu, the Chow Chow, the Korean Jindo, the Icelandic sheepdog, and the Norwegian elkhound are all descendants of what type of dog, often characterized by pointy ears, a double coat, and a tail that curls over the dog's back?
I think you did ask this question.
Something similar, I'm pretty sure.
I did.
I wasn't there.
Yeah. Yes, you did. And it's a Spitz. It's
That's
a Spitz.
Right. I believe that is correct.
Yeah, it's a Spitz.
You ever hear this, Mark?
I heard this. This was a trivia question at your trivia.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Yep. Thank you, Lee, for yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to go with Spitz.
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't there for it, so I didn't know exactly how you.
It was slightly. So it was, yeah. It was,
I mean,
basically,
I kind of like pulled this up on my own, but like I think it was the same gist of question, right?
Yeah, well, you wrote down that you wanted a dog question.
I think I wrote down I wanted a Shiba Inu question.
I think you're right. And So he made one and you didn't show up.
That was the night that I was at Fathoms.
That's
for the
exactly
wine
right.
Thing.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's plenty of dog questions. Fine.
I was playing with you, wasn't I?
Yep.
Okay, I was playing with you. I couldn't remember if it was you or Fletcher.
You were playing with me.
I just thought it was good to, like, I wanted to put in a Shiba Inu question because the name of my team. But also, like, I didn't want it to be too hard.
I get warm.
Are you guys done yet?
I didn't want it to be too hard.
Lee is our teacher today.
Elise is like in the middle of talking. You guys are having like a side conversation right now.
Well, that's what's
this
funny.
Is like episode one of any podcast. Like everyone's just like, all right, let's have our own conversation over here while they're talking about whatever.
Because I do fall into the category of like, especially with dog questions, like making something that's too fucking obscure that no one's going to know. So I was like, well, they might know this. But then after I wrote it, I was like, I think he asked something like this, but I thought maybe it was long enough that you forgot it. So
I think you asked a question one time that kind of perplexed. It was a dog question that perplexed you.
Oh, it
wasn't
was
it? A Carolina
it
water
was something,
dog.
Yeah, no, it was a Carolina. I think it was just a Carolina
warthog.
Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina
and, but warthog. But we were talking about it, and I think we both put down because we were on separate teams because I came
right.
late,
mm-hmm.
and we both put down Catahoula leopard dog.
That's what we did. Yeah,
and it was a Carolina dog.
Different dog.
But I don't remember what the
question was. Was it a Carolina water dog?
No, I think it was just called the Carolina dog.
The Carolina water dog is when you take a girl and put her in a tub.
No, I want to hear the end of this.
And you poop on her chest underwater.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's the new game that rivals cornhole.
Yes.
The Carolina dog.
I'm pretty sure it's just the Carolina dog.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was the septic hound.
I think I have the question here. Let me see.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, he's got that repository. He can draw.
There was so
because
much
it was
talk
something where it was
about
like
anal sex last night on my Zoom trivia.
Dude, well, okay, so ass eating is totally like trending. With the
awesome.
Amongst humanity,
with, I was gonna say
like Gen Z. Here's the thing: is Gen Z loves talking about eating ass, but do they actually eat ass? I don't know.
When you said Gen Z, I thought you were talking to someone named Jennifer Zielinski or something. I was like, Gen Z, who is she, and why is she talking about eating ass? And I was like, oh, you mean Generation Z?
Generation Z.
You know, people
Z, yes.
like the concept of eating ass, but does everybody actually eat ass? I don't think so.
I'd be like, why would you part your hair in the side when you can eat ass?
Right? That's you sound like a Gen Z person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The question that I asked was, what type of medium-sized dog was classified as a breed in 1996 by the United Kennel Club and is currently seeking recognition by the American Kennel Club and the Hound Group? Has a predominant genetic mixture of East Asian dog breeds and can be found in the southeastern United States.
This
motherfucker is going to talk about PIBS. That sentence just took 5 minutes.
Okay, but also, this was the final question of the evening.
Yeah.
So this was a big wager question. And also, This is pre-Pibs, okay? So give me some slack. I mean, this was September.
I'm just saying, sometimes you need them
all. Dog breed thing confused me, and then I was like, so I wrote down Catahoula leopard dog. So
did
you.
Too. Because
everything else seemed right, but like the East Asian dog. Then looking up at the Carolina dog, and it looks like an East Asian dog breed.
Is it
but
called a Carolina dog?
Yeah, it's a Carolina dog. All right, so I literally had never heard of it before, but looking at it, it looks like a Jindo, or kind of like a Jindo Akita. It looks like a giant Shiba Inu.
You know, I was just happy to stump you on a dog's question for once.
I was just
But then I got scared because, like, if Elise doesn't know this, then this must be really difficult.
Catalina leopard dog is when you squirt shit on a woman and then squirt mustard in her ass.
You know, Mark, my generation called it tossing salad.
That's the ass eating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, well,
And y'all guys just called it ass eating.
Salad and scrambled eggs.
Lee?
Yes.
Did that give you the blues?
No.
Seth.
Yes. Oh, it's mine.
Yes.
It is. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, okay. Guys, what month is it?
What month
February.
Is it?
February.
Oh, yeah, February.
What is February?
The love month.
Black History Month.
You're exactly right. That's exactly. No, but I don't remember hearing any black. Did we do any black history? Did you do any black history questions in this month?
Uh-oh.
I think this is going to be the last.
Not on the podcast.
The last podcast of the month.
Well,
this is coming out
on
March 1st. So.
Oh.
That's all right.
In retrospect, I'm going to ask you guys, first spoken by this Caribbean orator. Immense yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. The thought came after a realization that colonialism was not only geographic and political, but also mental. Who said that?
You said
Kanye
it was a Caribbean?
West on TMZ.
You said it was a Caribbean person? Is that what you said?
First spoken by this Caribbean order.
Okay, Caribbean.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. The thought came after a realization that colonialism was not only geographic and political, but also mental. Who said that quote?
Bob Marley?
That was my first thought. I mean, that's who comes to mind. Orator? I mean, orator usually implies speaking.
I mean,
and I wouldn't describe him as a speaker necessarily, but
he has a lot of good quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of very, you know, that sounds up his alley.
Yeah, and he was, I mean, obviously he's known for his music, but he was influential in ideology and philosophy.
Right.
So yeah, I'm cool with Bob Marley as an answer. I'm trying to think of other Caribbean orators.
Yeah,
and I don't know that I know any other ones.
But I think that he maybe used that term or that way of describing him to maybe throw us off the scent of it being Bob Marley, since you know most people would be like, "Oh, musician," you know.
Right.
So, what do you think, Mark?
I know what it is.
Is it Bob Marley?
It is Robert Nesta Marley. That's correct.
Okay.
Bob Marley.
Is that your final answer?
Mark is down. Yeah.
Well, let me.
He's PayPaling this shit.
That's right.
let me be clear here. That is Redemption Song by Bob Marley.
Mm. Oh.
Immense yourself, mental slavery.
Okay.
So whether or not he wrote it,
right?
It might be a trick question where it was written by Peter Tosh or Bunny Wailer or someone else, and he covered it. But it is a Redemption Song. Is a well-known Robert Nesta Marley song.
Bob Marley.
It is an absolutely fucking beautiful song. One of my favorites. And he took that line from a guy named Marcus Garvey.
Oh! Of course.
Yep. Marcus Garvey has a book, Emancipate Ourselves from Mental Slavery.
Okay.
Yes. He was a speaker that went around the world to try and take Jamaica out from underneath British colonialism, and an incredibly intelligent man. And you should probably read some Marcus Garvey, an intelligent man. And that's where Bob Marley got that from.
There is a song by Hepcat named Marcus Garvey that is about him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good song. So go listen to that. Go listen to Hepcat.
Mark.
Me?
Yep.
You're saving it for you. You're saving yourself for last. You go and save yourself.
Have you been paying attention to the order? We do this every week.
Well,
you started the first round, so you start the third.
Boom,
right.
Boom, boom, boom is usually I thought how it would go, but what do I know?
It's not
usually go in order.
It's not like
we usually go in order.
No, because sometimes we're on Zoom, so we don't have that thing. It's your turn.
You may need
you want
pencil
me to go first?
And paper. No, it's fine.
We may
fuck
need
it.
Pencil and paper?
Yeah. Okay. I meant to mention that in our
Jesus.
Last break,
but I
almost
forgot. Just knocked that down.
We might need yellow tape by
I mean,
the end
I guess
of this
you can just
thing.
Use your phones as long as you're not looking up stuff. I'll let you use calculators because I'm a sweet okay. boy.
Oh.
What is the sum of all of the numbers on a roulette wheel?
I don't know shit about roulette wheels.
Roulette.
Fuck.
Don't look up roulette.
No, I'm not. I've got my calculator out.
You're like, voice it. Roulette wheel sum. Oh, just opening my calculator. Don't mind me.
Oh, shit. This might take a while.
How high does it go?
I think it's 36.
And then it's like more than one.
There's red and black. Do they have different values
well, no,
on
no,
each
it's,
one?
It's, it alternates. The numbers. Well, you have zero. Mm-hmm. There's zero. And then there's just red and black. And then there's one that's green. And then you have one through, I believe, I'm not 100% sure, one through 36. I think.
So they're not duplicated by color. There's not like a 36 black and a 36 red?
No. It's okay. Just, it's single digits. It's single digits.
Well, Lisa's working over there, so I guess we'll just wait.
I think I could be wrong. So
I'm glad I'm taking the last one.
But the sum is you have to say 36 plus 35 plus 34 plus 30. And that's what she's doing, I think.
Immense yourself.
666.
Yeah. 666.
That's what I have.
Sin City.
I'm going to go with I want that to be right so badly.
Mark would love the juice on that one.
Mark,
that
it
is
the
juice.
The Miltark of the Beast.
Please don't pronounce the ilt.
All right.
Sorry, I love the Miltark of the Beast.
The Miltark of the Beast. That's
There's
what it
the
is.
Episode title.
Oh that is God, correct.
That
666.
Yes! Yes!
The Miltark of the Beast.
What a great sus, guys. I mean, the big thing, of course, is knowing the highest number on a roulette wheel.
The Miltark of the
It would have been glorious to watch you guys do the long addition there, but
that was beautiful. You came up with freaking Eminem, the Miltark.
Yeah. Yep,
she did it, man. Tonight.
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 I just used a calculator, tonight. Though. I didn't know that 36 was the highest number on the wheel.
That was a sus, team sus.
Well, I was going to say it was
true.
A team,
we were,
team
we
action,
were a
y'all.
Team effort.
Awesome.
Okay, insane geography. The
Ooh.
Final question of the round.
Take us over the edge.
Vulcan Point.
What?
Vulcan Point, an island located within Main Crater Lake on Volcano Island, which is itself located on Lake Taal on the island of Luzon, is part of what country?
That's easy.
It's an island within a lake on an island within a lake on an island.
Luzon.
I know
also
it.
Known as a third order island.
Luzon.
Well, Luzon.
What is it?
Luzon.
Luzon. Yep. Oh.
Do Barbizon.
Do, do, do,
do. Oh, I thought you were going
Parmesan.
There you go, Luzon.
Lou. Ooh, have you seen the fucking Mortal Kombat trailer?
Yeah, looks great.
Oh, it looks so good.
Where's Luzon?
Liu Kang, Luzon.
Seth, just give it to us, Daddy.
Mark just performed some sort of.
Oh,
it, Luzon is, I believe,
there was
the
some
main...
melting going on.
Before it was just a regular old show. Now it's a milk.
It was the Randy was full.
Luzon, I'm about to give you 2% milk. Fill you up with some whole milk. Why am I going to go to hell?
I don't know.
And how bad will it be?
Because you totaled out to 666, man. The Miltark of the Beast.
Tell us.
It's the Philippines.
Oh,
we're gonna say the Philippines.
It's the Philippines.
Okay, we'll
it's the Philippines.
Philippines.
That's what it is.
That's right. Good job, Seth. Yep, you're right. Luzon is the largest island of the 7,641 islands in the Philippines. Lake Taal is actually the center of an active volcano, the second most active volcano in the Philippines and part of Pacific's Ring of Fire. But it is not the only third order island in the world. The largest is in Canada on Victoria Island. That island was discovered by Josh Calder in 2007 while scouring Google Maps. Seems like something that you should know, but some random guy, just scouring Google Maps found it. It was popularized by Ken Jennings, but he did not actually discover it. It's usually attributed to him. But yeah, that is the largest one in the world is in Canada, but a notable one that was thought to be the biggest one before was
Jen Kennings.
Jen Kennings.
Wow, guys. Wow. Thank you so much for being here.
Wow. We made it.
We did it, guys.
It actually happened.
What a great episode, though.
At least with that fart knocker answer. Wow. Great.
Well, yeah. I just felt bad. I couldn't.
Are we talking about sports?
Is there anything that's
so many great moments?
Elise, is there anything you want to plug?
I have nothing. Oh, the wine tastings at Palace every Saturday. Mm-hmm. Palace Pub and Wine Bar.
Wear a fucking mask.
Wear a mask. Five wines each week, and it's a different theme for each week. So
that's a bottle of wine right there. Crack it open.
And I was going to say this week we're doing Spanish wines, but by the time this comes out, it'll be past.
The Spanish wines will be gone.
We'll have moved on to Caribbean.
But every Saturday from 5 to 8, and so really good, free wine.
Seth?
You got some new Shy Tunes coming out, right?
Yeah. Yes, we do. There is some stuff we're working on.
Oh, you
this guy's got the giggles.
Well, I mean, you just brought up all the family friendly stuff, and I was just going to end this episode with eating ass.
Seth is an advocate.
Something for the family and something for the parents.
Is there anything you're plugging?
There.
Tossing salad.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be plugging.
All right. Yeah. There is a new Shy Tunas coming out, which my wife and daughter sing on. check it out. Bandcamp. It's good stuff for all the family. For you, those of you that don't want to, that aren't going to listen to, going to listen to no nonsense with your family, go out and listen to a Shy Tunas record.
You listen to Shy Tunas on the way to drop the kids off at the school, and then they
turn on the nonsense on the way back. That's right, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And if everything goes as planned, your episode of Lyrics to Go will be this Friday.
Great. This Friday? Are we not doing the back-to-back?
We're doing this Friday as in when people are listening to the report on Monday.
That's right, yes.
It'll be this Friday.
It will be.
You'll have just listened to the two banger of Trains, Drops of Jupiter and Hey Soul Sister back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
Yep. Week to week. And then we have Lee on our first guest,
Thank you.
It is a very, very, very wonderful episode.
He comes in and fart knocks some of that P. Diddy.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
we got a Diddy.
It's hardcore.
Calling like you're wanting me, calling P. Diddy.
All right, that concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. Thank you for listening, everyone. Please join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the No-No in several ways. The easiest by sharing this episode on your social media accounts with your friends. You can also leave us a written review on your favorite podcast platform. We did just have another 5-star review. Thank you so much for that. But they had a suggestion. They said separate episodes for the weekly wrap-up. I really don't like listening to that. So could you drop like mini episodes in between where that goes to? And I'm just going to tell you right now, no. We're not going to do that.
They can just fast forward through
it. I like my long episodes.
You can fast forward it. Plus, making mini episodes adds a whole nother production item in the schedule. And also, I kind of hate podcasts that have mini episodes in between because they don't feel like full episodes.
I agree.
I understand why if someone isn't local or whatever, isn't like really involved in the trivia scene, that they were like, well, whatever, I don't want to hear this, but they don't have to hear it. They can just go through it.
And we have full virtual quizzes now. Mark hosts his on Zoom, so you can hear your own name on there, as many of our players do. So
I'll also point out, like today for our weekly wrap up, I had the whole story about the Nuts Woman. Mm-hmm. So if you fast forwarded through and you're listening now, go back and listen to it. And I think we did have someone that wrote in once that was like, I used to fast forward through it all the time, but sometimes it pops up interesting stories, and they were like, I started listening, I was like, why in the fuck have I not been listening to this? So, you know, I understand why you may be like, what the hell does this have to do with me? But just fucking sit down.
It's also, like 5 minutes. Anybody knows that woman, please put her in contact with me.
Oh, I'll talk to Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to
talk
to her.
Her trivia team name was POA, which I'm pretty sure means piece of ass.
That You're seems like sure? a compliment, though.
Well, seems very self-interested,
not
to be honest.
Not if you're the asshole.
That tracks.
Yeah. Pissed on arrival.
So anyways, give us 5 stars, please. Yes. And you can support the podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, and clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page.
Speaking of our Patreon page, thank you very much to our Patreon supporters. Thanks to our quiz daddies, Kyle, Tommy, and Tim. Our team captains, Sean, Lydia, Gil.
It's Gil.
Kristen Fletcher, Aaron, and David Holbrook. Thanks to our proverbial lightkeepers, Molly and Ryan, Nicole, Jenny, Christopher, Spencer, Caitlin, Manu, Mo, Nina, Michael, Matthew, Luke, Marissa, Justin, Hank, Nicole, Cooper, Carly, Elise. Thank you, Elise. Aww.
Thank you, Elise.
Josh and Lucas. And thanks to our Rumpelstiltskins, Doug, Kevin, Sarah, Tiffany, Allison, Paige, Kenya, Jeff, Efren, Steven, Michael C.
Mike, correct.
They're going to say Kalika. And Michael J.
Michael J.
I
did Mike J dirty with a commercial for his name last week, so he just gets to be Mike J this time.
And you guys may have noticed we've lost a Michael, so we need another Michael.
Yeah.
Please.
Doesn't have to be S, it could be somebody else.
Yeah, any initial, just hopefully not J or C.
Michael Thomas from who wrote in with a Read My Question last week.
Oh, I have a friend named Michael Thomas. Michael Nguyen who might do it. So it would be Michael W. Michael N.
Oh, Nguyen. Okay, gotcha.
Is your name Michael Diamond?
No, my name's Clarence.
yes.
Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
If you'd like to write us with a Rate My Question or a miscorrection, you can do so at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com or call us at 1-929-356-6966. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia and on Twitter at No Non Trivia.
We have a Facebook group you can join as well. Go on Facebook and search for the No Nonsense Trivia podcast to join us there. I always say it, but I mean it. We always have fun information. We had Whiskey Tango dropping some information about one of the questions that I was going to ask tonight.
Hell yeah. I didn't look at it because out of respect.
Well, initially she did not put a thing. Oh. She just like wrote about it, and she was kind enough to go back and edit it because she realized that it might be a question on the podcast. But it's fine. I just want to end it so you can go read it now. So please go there and converse with us. Again, our trivias are not scary. Play Lee's virtual trivia. Play my virtual trivia. It's a fun time. Don't be frightened. And finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on your favorite podcast service.
5 stars only, please.
Until next time, no nonsense listeners.
Have a good week.